You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Jersey Jerks is the name. Don't forget, you can go on Ustream and talk in the chat room, right? Is it on Ustream, the chat room?
Yeah, it's on Ustream.
You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. Hello, all.
Hello.
Hello, all.
Hello. That's a horrible British accent.
It's not a British accent.
Hello.
Oh, I was just saying hello.
Hello. Hello, Governor.
You sound extra raspy tonight.
I'm extra raspy tonight.
You're infected.
I am infected.
It sounds it.
Full-blown
I'm congested.
AIDS now.
Ebola?
Ebola. AIDS. I think I got some malaria in there just for fun.
Hepatitis.
Hepatitis.
Any Asians?
Gonorrhea.
Yellow
the
fever.
Nose.
Gonorrhea of the nose.
I don't know. I was like,
what
can I
doubt
think
it,
of? What can I think of that's fucked up? So yeah, there's a cold going around, and I got it.
Great.
Yeah, you got it right in the fucking face.
Thanks. Imagine my pizza face.
Now I want pizza. No,
he said I had a pizza face before.
I was a joke. No, we were talking about something.
I remember that. I do remember.
You guys
that.
Were saying something, and I said pizza face. Like you guys were saying pizza something, and I was like pizza face. Anyway, I'm sitting here trying to justify like I'm about to get beat up.
You never know.
Wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
It's funny how much stupid shit she says on the show that she doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Call her Pizza Face once, you'll never hear the end of it.
I know. I know.
Yeah. Come on, man. I got to say something back. Retaliation.
Well, that's not really retaliation. That's just kind of, hey, I remember you said that about me. Retaliation would be like calling him a fat fuck or something.
I know that.
Yeah, really, but I was going to say, what happened to that?
What?
Really, really fat.
Oh, my God. At least it wasn't super fat.
That actually
wasn't
sounds
that
a little...
Brown song?
That's super. I'm super fat. I all of my people say, I I feel fat. Now, super fat at least makes me sound like a fucking
superhero. Like a
superhero. Right, yeah. Like, here comes super fat. We're saved. He's going to eat us. He's going to eat the door. Get us out of here. He's going to chew his way out of.
Who's going to fix that crater he left in the ground?
Oh, I might as well now. It might as well be Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. Just bust through the wall. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know it's a little late. Obviously, we're not doing anything special for it, but it's been 5 fucking years.
Yeah.
Jersey Jerk Show's been in business.
5 whole
years. And what
years.
A shitty, non-money-making business it is.
It's a nice hobby. It's
more of a charity. It's really what it comes down
to. It's a public service.
A non-profit organization, I like to call it. When people ask, I said, yeah, we run a non-profit organization on Thursday night.
When people ask, I say, yeah, it's just an incredible waste of time.
And money. And resources that we don't have. Yeah, but I'll be honest, it doesn't feel like 5 years.
Mm-mm. No.
Feels more like 3.
Yeah.
You know?
I always forget timestamps.
I mean, constantly. Technically, you've been around for 4, but, yeah. You know, still, it's...
It still doesn't feel like 4 years either.
Right.
At all.
I know. It's
well, you didn't like talk weird... the first 6 months you were here.
I didn't.
So.
Yeah.
I didn't barely talk at all. Thanks to Marco.
Oh, stop.
Putting me in my place. And I knew my role.
That's fucking right.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that we're 5 years and stuff. I mean, I was trying to think the other day, and I'm like, well, we'll be doing this for another 5 years? Like,
God, I hope not.
I don't see it happening that
way. I didn't think we'd be doing it for 5 years to begin with.
I don't know. I'll do it forever.
Welcome to the Jersey.
It would be funny, though, if we all, like, make it into our older ages and doing this shit still. And even if we got to get together at one of our retirement homes, you know? Like,
oh,
just,
my God. That would be funny. Like,
look at the sagging tits on that rod.
Oh, my God.
The conversations will definitely change.
Yeah, they will.
I shit my pants again the other day.
Okay, somebody take over the board. I got to change my diaper.
I got to empty my colostomy
bag.
Oh,
shit. My Depends is leaking.
Oh, God.
That's what it's going to be like, miss.
Nah, I probably won't live that long.
Take your teeth out and get over here.
Oh, my God. It would be
by
like
then,
that.
It probably will be fucking. Because that's what old people do. That's what they do at those retirement homes. They go around different door every night. I swear they just shut the lights off.
Sexually
whatever room they walk into.
Sexually transmitted diseases run rapid.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's crazy.
There's really nothing to do other than a fucking, you know,
well, yeah,
arts and crafts.
Yours,
and, yeah.
And fucking.
And go to church.
Church.
I feel like they go to church.
No.
On Sunday,
although with the shit they're doing, they should go to church.
Yeah, I know,
those
right?
Nasty motherfuckers.
Listen, that's what they get for getting put in old age homes. They got a party. Live it up.
See, so it doesn't get boring when you get old.
No.
Just got to make sure you go to a retirement home.
Nah, I don't think I'll live that long.
Why?
I don't know. Do you? Do you see yourself becoming an old man?
It's amazing I'm alive now. I had 3 heart attacks in my sleep last night. I woke up with my left arm numb, couldn't breathe.
Oh,
I peed a little.
Don't even joke about stuff like that.
I'm not joking. I'm not joking. No, today, as a matter of fact, I was getting out of the truck and I felt chest pains. I was like, that's not good. And I still finished my cigarette, so I'm a trooper.
You're not a quitter.
To the end.
To the very end. No, I don't think I'll be around for...
Like 65 plus.
No.
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 I don't either.
Now, when do you think you're going to check out? What age range?
I think it'll be in my early 50s.
You think so?
I don't know why.
What do you think will do you in?
A freak accident.
A freak accident? Oh, yeah. So you're going like act of God or what are you doing?
Maybe. Maybe an act of God.
Freak accident.
Yeah.
People like getting their head chopped off by accident?
Yeah, like something weird. Like, you know, there's always like this, there's a 1 in 3 million chance this will happen to you. I feel like that's how.
Oh, so you're going out with some stats.
Like a shark will attack me or something.
Will you have time to? Will you have time to take a selfie?
I hope so. Just so I can put that to urban legend to bed. Something like that, like the Jersey Devil will kill me or something.
Something fixed. See, I think it's going to be more along the lines of me killing you for saying stupid shit. Like
if we're
that.
Still doing this show, then probably, or like I'll mysteriously like fall from like a really tall building.
Why would you be at the top of a tall building?
I don't know.
Just senility? Senile?
In my early 50s, I hope I'm not senile.
I don't know. You're on your way. You're already taking that elevator.
My memory is getting better as I get older.
Really?
I think so. I feel like I remember a lot more. I feel more focused than I have in the past. I think that that's why my memory is sustaining.
Still lack of drugs in your system.
Or that. Maybe I need to spice it up.
Well, I guess for one positive, I guess there's a negative because your vocabulary is getting worse every week.
Hey, man, words were never my friend.
No. No, they're not. You guys think you'll be around for a while?
I don't. This past 70, I don't see.
Past 70?
Yeah, a little bit past. I'm not going to be.
That's not bad, though.
70.
That's a good age.
Five.
That's not bad. That's a pretty full life.
That's elderly.
Although the way I'm feeling lately, it's not past 60.
Yeah. I'm thinking in 60s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this? This is going to shock everyone in the room. Mm. One of us is going to die from cancer.
Why? It'll probably be me.
Why do you say that?
I don't think it'll be you. Although, I wouldn't be surprised either.
I think it would
be Marco. Not because of us, but because it happens more than you think. That people that don't smoke die of cancer.
Yeah, I know.
Why do you think?
I think for you it'd be a prostate cancer.
Great.
If you die.
That's why I get that shit checked.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks.
Why do I think? I just think that one of us will die.
You just like
cancer.
The finger up your ass.
That's what I was getting at.
I think one of us will get it into remission and it'll eventually come back and spread and then it'll be it. I just don't know when it's going to happen.
It's not me.
I'm not saying right now.
I already had my bout. I'm done. No more.
I'm just saying.
Once you have something like that.
Everybody has it. It's in your body. You just do shit to bring it out.
I don't know. Come on out, motherfucker. I dare you that. To.
It's true.
You got to egg it on.
It's true. Your cells mutate.
Everyone does have cancer cells in their body. Yeah. Everybody does, yeah.
Yeah, man. Some knowledge drops.
The other part she said, it's kind
I'm
of up in here.
Just spicing it up.
50-50,
yeah.
It's true. I'm right more than you guys think.
No.
It's bullshit.
No, everybody does have cancer. You know
no,
that.
I'm saying it's bullshit what she just said. She's right more than we think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's bullshit. That's cancer right there. That's cancerous. See what I mean? She's got the cancer cough.
I got cold.
Cold cancer.
Cold cancer.
Nice and juicy.
It's very Fleming.
Fleming. You're adding a lot of ings to the end of your words.
Flemings.
It's very Flemings.
That's because of the mucus.
Is it yellow or green?
It's
brown.
Yellow.
I had terrible mucus coming out from inside my nose.
Yellow means infection, though, doesn't it? And then green means something else.
I think so, yeah.
Lime.
White means you swallow too much cum.
Oh, God. You got to go there, dude. That's even worse.
Why, is that what yours looks like?
No. I don't have mucus. Do I sound like a fucking truck driver? No offense, miss.
None taken.
Yeah. I'm self-aware enough to know that my voice sounds truck driver-esque.
Oh, it smells like hippo mucus.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't have any phlegm yet.
It's coming.
Thank you. You like fucking
they used to fill up soda bottles of that shit.
That was when I was sick.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have phlegm every fucking day. I don't, do you?
No.
Sounds like it. No, she keeps it like right here.
Most right in her Adam's apple?
Yeah.
God damn you.
It's not an Adam's apple. It's the pocket where all the phlegm is at.
Ew.
She has phlegm on reserve.
That's trifling.
That's gross. Now, when you cough up a lung, do you get rid of it or do you swallow it?
No, I get rid of it.
Okay.
I try and spit as much as possible when I'm sick. Just to get it's the actually, bad you're stuff supposed out.
To. Yeah, yeah, it's the right thing to do.
You got to get the bad stuff out. Just like if you drink a lot of water, flush it out. I was gonna
flush it. You're like struggling.
I was gonna go to the gym and sit in the sauna to try and sweat it out. Hmm. I just want to. I don't like being sick. Like yeah, I always shower. Take showers, but
yeah, but let it steam up the yeah, bathroom.
I don't ever have time to do that.
Shower?
No, like like make it longer than necessary. I mean, it takes me like 20 minutes to wash my hair, so.
Oh.
I feel like that's a good enough amount of time, right?
What?
20 minutes of steam?
No, yeah, you're longer.
Yeah, it's got
to
sit there.
That's what I mean. I feel like I should go to the sauna and just
go to the sauna. Yeah, it's easier.
Leave your fucking germs all over that place.
Right, and then I was thinking that was kind of like unethical.
What are you, a fucking doctor now?
Well, no, like
Soup
it,
MD.
Do you think it? Oh, I found that rap, by the way.
I oh, you did?
It. Yeah, but I found it. So nice
yeah, I don't think it'd be a good version right now. But.
Yeah, it would be horrible right now, but I found it so exciting.
The remix, the phlegm mix, the phlegm remix. Yeah, you keep drinking.
I'm trying.
Are you taking anything? You
no,
should.
I know.
Not like DayQuil, man. Just a quick shot. You'll be
somebody
good to go.
Gave me DayQuil today, right? And they're like, drink this.
It dries you out.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
But I smelled it. It smelled awful. And I was like, oh, my God.
Was it the green one?
It was the yellowish orange one.
Oh, the orange one, yeah. Yeah, of course. It smells and tastes like shit.
But then
it works.
It expired in July. I didn't think I should take it, so I threw it out.
I don't think that's that far away.
That close, I don't think it's a big deal. It's probably just more of a, you know.
It's probably not as potent.
Yeah, probably. Who knows? But I think it'd still work.
You need to get something in your system, though.
To do what? Suppress the symptoms?
Well,
it's dry,
well I mean,
it does?
Clear you up a little bit, a little less better. Phlegm, breathe better. You know, it's stuff like that. You know, help kill whatever's
this
inside you.
This kind of
you.
Shit's got to pass through.
Does it help? Yeah, that's what I mean. It just passes through on its own. Yeah, why do I want to take things to irritate it?
You're not irritating.
You're not irritating.
You're making yourself
it.
Feel a little better.
Why would they sell that if you're irritating?
But it says it suppresses symptoms. Suppress seems like a bad word. Like suppress
to keep at bay. Like some.
Yeah,
like,
but doesn't that mean I'm just going to be sick longer?
It's
I'm
not
really
depressed. Are you mixing depressed in there with suppressed?
No, suppressing is a bad thing.
I don't want to take this. It's going to make me want to kill myself. I'm going to suffer from suppression.
No, suppress. I know what suppress means. It just seems like I'm just going to be sicker longer if I do that.
No, that's not what it means.
Like, it's going to weaken my immune system.
It doesn't just suppress your symptoms. It also helps you. You understand?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't
it
know
helps
that.
You. Like, people that take Robitussin. If
why
they
would they make medicine that makes you sicker longer?
Yeah.
Because it just suppresses
you're
it.
You're stupid. Take this. You'll feel better for 15 minutes, but you'll be 15 days sicker.
I just thought it suppressed it. So it didn't get it do its time of its natural course.
Do you, like, not take more than 3 Flintstone vitamins because you don't want to get too smart?
I just have to remember to take my vitamins and I'll be okay. I just forgot.
Flintstones, right?
No.
Flintstones gushers?
Listen, you can take all the vitamins you want. If you're next to it, if somebody's breathing on you, it's sick, you're probably going to get sick. Doesn't matter how many vitamins you take.
Why do they have a flu shot then?
That's bullshit, personally. I think a flu shot's full of shit.
Like, I don't get a flu shot,
I don't
but everybody
flu
else
shot.
Does.
I get one now because of my kid, but...
I don't get that.
You but you don't have the flu.
Yeah, you don't have
yeah, you don't,
the
you're flu. Not flu. If you had the flu, you wouldn't be here tonight.
Yeah, influenza.
So that's when you're, like, in the bed?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I missed this last week. Somebody, so you know, I would have loved to have done a Turkey Day show last week.
Somebody put on our—I forget who it was—put on our Facebook post that we need a T-shirt of Chris is saying, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
It's the only time I ever say is when I'm here.
Well, she brings out the best.
No, like bedridden sickness.
You have a cold. You don't have the
bedridden
flu.
Sickness.
So wait, the flu and the cold aren't the same thing?
What? The flu? The
flu and the cold aren't the same thing.
No.
The cold.
Yeah, the cold.
So, what's the difference?
Cold is minor. Flu is major.
So, the flu is just a cold.
You don't have to have a fever when you have a cold, but you can have a fever for sure when you have the flu. The flu, not a flu. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. Then I probably never had the flu.
The flu. It could be...
What is the flu, then?
The flu could be like 103 temperature, 102.5 temperature, aches, really pain, sick.
Your body hurts.
You shit your
you
pants.
You can't even
yeah.
drink.
Shit your pants? You
oh, yeah, it's a symptom of a flu. Shit
no,
your pants.
No, like... She's like, do you shit your pants? No, like you know, you can't even sip water. You'll feel like you're going to throw it up.
Oh.
Like, that is the flu.
It's not just stomach either.
No. It doesn't have to be. Yeah. You could have... Your teeth could be chattering. You could be freezing, but your body temperature is like 103 yeah. degrees.
Have y'all had the flu?
Have y'all saw?
I thought that was Southern people here. I had to look behind me.
Have you... Have you guys?
I reckon I did.
Have you guys had the flu before?
Yeah, yes.
I don't think I did then. I've had pneumonia.
I had the flu at his wedding.
Yeah.
I was white. I'll be honest with you. I don't remember ever being that sick in my life. I don't know how I made it.
Me neither.
That's not flu. What you were feeling.
That's regret. Yeah.
That's worse than the flu. I'd rather have the flu every day of the year. The flu. I've had a few. I mean, regrets. Yeah, that might have been the sickest I've been. And the last time I remember being almost that sick is when we all had the house. There was like a full week where I was in my room. I didn't come out. I was just so fucking sick. I remember my dad stopped over with a case of fucking Gatorade, like out of the blue, because I could not fucking even leave my room to get a drink. I was like that fucking sick.
You've never like been in bed and just like aches and pains, fever, chills.
High fever.
The only thing up, that kind of sounds like that, pooping. But is that I had pneumonia and then I had walking pneumonia.
Well, that's different. That's
walking pneumonia. Hi, how are you? Just came for a visit.
He's on TV right now as we speak.
Oh, it's
Peter
tonight?
Pan, I think so.
What's he doing?
It's fucking
Peter
crazy.
Pan.
Tinkerbell. Walking pneumonia.
No, do you get diagnosed by a doctor from that? Like, do the doctor tell you?
No, homeless guy around the corner. Yeah, you go to the doctor. The
like, can you just tell that you have it and then treat
it's called
yourself?
Dr. Seuss.
Or do you have to go to the doctors?
You should go to the doctors.
Yeah.
That's
how you get a pretty good, you know, then they prescribe antibiotics for you. You know, they take like a throat culture and shit.
I've never had it.
Make sure you don't have strep throat.
The doctor
I've had
uses his
throat
cock.
Swabs.
All right, we're just going to swab it.
Jesus. I've had strep throat a lot when I was younger. I and like epidemic, I would get it like 3 times.
Epidemic? Are you sure about that? It's pretty serious. Epidemic's pretty serious. I don't know.
No, I would get it a lot when I was younger.
It's like the whole town had strep throat.
But now I don't think I ever had the flu. Is the flu highly contagious?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Until you start, you have to be on the antibiotics 24 hours, and then it's not
and then
contagious.
It's not.
No, not necessarily true. That's not always true. It's like actually antibiotics. It takes like I don't know when. Actually, I'm not 100% sure when it becomes not contagious.
I think there's always a chance of it being...
Yeah, because you're... the flu, you know, you're kind of like, you know, phlegmy and, you know, you have like really bad, you know, whatever, fever, whatever. You know, I mean, the germs are there. You can still pass it on to somebody, you know?
Yeah, that's why I don't really buy it, but that's what they said. That's what they tell you. 24 hours. You can't leave.
That's because they want repeat business, dude. You know what I mean? They figure, well, they'll you, get you closer you. To the person who's sick. Then you get sick and you come in.
Yeah.
So it's all about. That's why they don't find cures to anything. Repeat business.
Yeah, you know, they don't have a cure for the common cold.
Right. But they have a cure for the flu.
No.
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 Well, the flu is like the cold on steroids. You know, basically. It's like, I guess, the dummy way to put it.
You understand?
You all right there, Yoda? Did you hear that?
I think that...
Understand, I do.
I've never had the flu, then. From what y'all are... You guys,
what the fuck what are you doing?
I don't know.
First you're black, now you're fucking from the South.
I don't know. I don't know why I keep saying it. Probably because it's an easier word to say than you guys.
What do you
see,
have?
See, the guys, like it's like tickle in my throat. Y'all's not.
What's with the y'all, though? I don't know. You went to see metal, heavy metal yesterday, last night.
Awesome.
You come back all bumpkined out?
I always say it. I'm just saying more often in this smaller period.
You said it like
time.
Five times tonight.
I know. That's what I mean. I always say it. I just don't usually say it this much.
Because
I'm not usually talking to multiple people at once.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
No. But we'll move on.
What is this bitch tripping about?
So anyway, I don't believe that I flew ever in my life.
You probably did. You just don't remember.
You probably just thought it was a fucking heroin hangover.
Yeah. Maybe the drugs, like...
Made me healthier?
I wouldn't say they beat out the flu, you know, the flu particle cells, whatever.
Maybe.
Floating around.
I don't know. I don't remember being...
You got the flu high. You know what I mean? Like, the flu high, yeah.
Don't be putting shit in her head, dude. You know it's going to come out, right?
Dude, when I was younger, listen to this shit. When I was younger, I wouldn't even be able to take cold medicine because I would have such adverse effects to it that I would like...
So you're probably like allergic to certain chemicals or penicillin maybe?
I would hallucinate. I would hallucinate.
Where did you get these cold medicines?
Dr. Dre.
No. He's like, a doctor.
No, but like anything like Tylenol, cold and flu, like stuff like that, I would hallucinate. The last time I tried to take like a Tylenol, cold and flu type thing, like the liquid form, I totally...
MDMA.
I fucking hallucinate it.
How long does the hallucinations last?
A long time. Mm-hmm. Hours.
Never mind. I was going to tell you. I was going to bring you some next week. No. But you're not staying here hallucinating all fucking
night. I would fall asleep and I'd wake up and I would, you don't understand, I would
come. Dry cum all over your face.
Well, that would happen if you stayed here.
I used
to. Shit on your chest. I'm sorry.
I used to be in a completely different world. And I would.
See, I don't know how to take that because I know you like to exaggerate and like things that happen from your past, now they're like movie-like.
Yeah.
So I don't know if
like
you really
hallucinate
like that. Maybe you were just like really woozy.
I can give you examples.
Okay. Shoot.
I used to I don't know why, but I always wanted my floor to be on the bed or my bed to be on the floor.
I think I'm tripping.
Like, do you know when you're like a kid and you just like
want? Oh, you don't want the frame. You want just to match.
Like,
oh yeah, I used to
like
do that.
It's like the cool thing to do or whatever. Yeah. So I.
It's the fat thing to do now.
So I done the like first year that I started doing that. I got really, really, really sick, and my mom made me leave my door open so that if I needed anything, I could just call her and she'd be able to hear me.
Right.
So I thought. Because I guess for the life of the hall light, I thought I was on a boat. And I was...
Oh, you saw a lighthouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've said the same thing?
No. No, but you said boat, light, hallway.
Oh, okay.
I thought lighthouse.
But like
you're fucking crazy, but go on.
Okay, but the road, like the water was real choppy and black and like there was like ice cubes in it and stuff like that.
I don't want it.
And then it would smell like pasta was being cooked.
Sounds like the greatest thing ever.
Weird.
And that happened. And I would scream.
That was your hallucination?
Yeah.
You were having a dream.
No, I was awake.
No, you woke up. You woke up and you remembered it right there and then. You were dreaming. You're out of your fucking mind.
I was not dreaming.
Yeah, you were.
I wasn't. I swear on my life.
So all of a sudden you snapped out of it when mom showed up?
No, this is the thing. I
hope she slapped the shit out of it.
Did she come into your room on a boat?
No.
I'm swimming to you, honey.
No, the thing is that I knew I was aware of the fact that that wasn't real.
Did she bring you a life jacket?
No,
so this sounds like fucking Inception right now. You're like a dream within a dream within a dream.
No, I was hallucinating.
So, right, I got it. Okay. So you're hallucinating all this shit, but while you're hallucinating it, you knew it wasn't real.
Yes.
Yeah, that is fucking crazy.
You need fucking money.
Thank you. I would seriously.
You've never done. So every time you've hallucinated, you thought it was real.
Whoa. Who do you think you're talking to? Jerry Garcia? I don't hallucinate.
You've never hallucinated in your life?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
Uh-uh. Oh, shit.
Yeah, right. You're
then never
fucked
mind.
Up.
You don't get it.
Yeah, you only reject them.
No, I hallucinate a million times in my life, and I always knew what was reality and what wasn't.
You're a pro.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I had practiced being sick when I was a child.
I guess so, but I don't.
I always knew what was real and what wasn't. You couldn't let your mind get that away from you. If your mind got that away from you, then you would start
how do you
to
have
fuck out.
How do you hallucinate, but...
Yeah, how, do you have yeah, how are you that mind? Fucking... smart when you're hallucinating.
You're not.
Exactly.
I am.
No, stop.
Yes.
No.
Crazy bitch.
You guys don't give me enough credit, man.
Fucking retard.
Yeah, I don't
You've never experienced it, so you don't understand.
I mean,
point.
When I was on E a couple times, I remember seeing like, you know, it wasn't hallucinating, but you'd see like the lights would drag a little bit, you know, it wasn't, you know, anything like that.
You wouldn't see like somebody walking around.
Anytime
that
I hallucinated, I woke up. You understand what
so
I'm saying?
It was always, you weren't hallucinating, you were having a dream.
Exactly. That's my point.
I've hallucinated.
Right. I woke up thinking I was just hallucinating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, God, that was a fucking horrible nightmare. You know, like, because in my nightmare, I'm hallucinating. Like, that's the only time I ever, quote unquote, hallucinated.
Oh, no. I've hallucinated in real life.
I remember when I got a concussion, you know, things were a little weird, but
like
it was
foggy.
Yeah, kind of foggy, but it was like, you know, there was something going on with my eyes and my ears. Like lights would kind of go bright and dim.
Oh, yeah.
And the sound was weird. Like,
it sounded almost muffled.
Yes, it sounded like things would start to, like, you know, like someone was, like, slowly cupping their hand over my ear. Like, all of a sudden, I couldn't hear for a split second. And then... you hear like a funneling sound, like you had two funnels in your ears, you know? Like it just sounded weird.
Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, I saw stars, the quote unquote stars, you know? Yeah. But.
No, I've like legitimately hallucinated. But I never let my mind get that away from me to where I.
Yeah, your mind packed up and left a long time ago. It got away from you. It got a restraining order and everything.
But I can do it and you can't.
It's not something to brag about, just so you know.
I'm more in control of my mind.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no, no. You've lost it.
Yeah, nope. You're the most mentally unstable person, not just on the show, that I've ever met in my life. And I've met some fucked up people.
I'm not mentally unstable.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Not, but you're taking it the wrong way. That becomes your stupidity taking over. Like I don't mean you're mentally unstable like you're a fucking, you know, schizo killer or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I know that.
You're mentally unstable, meaning, like, your idea of what's real and what's not is all fucked up. Like, you're out there. You're spacey.
I'm not spacey.
Yeah, you are.
She just wants to have fun.
You're Kevin Spacey.
I just want life to be meaningful.
Huh?
I just want life to be meaningful.
Life is always meaningful.
On a grandiose scale.
What do you want to do? Cure cancer? I don't understand.
No, I can't do that.
No, I know shit. But what do you mean?
In another life, maybe. Not this one.
Here we go with the other life shit. You really think that's real, too?
I don't know.
I hate to break it to you.
You don't know either.
I got a pretty fucking worm food. You wanted to cure cancer? Is that what you said?
No, no. I mean, it'd be nice.
I said one of us going to die from it. I didn't say one of us going to find the cure.
Wouldn't that be some shit if Missy found the cure?
Yeah. Oh, we'd never hear the end of it.
What if I am?
She ended up stumbling over the wrong fucking plant.
I have cancer.
Smoked it and fucking cured her cancer.
Did you hear? She's like, I am the cure. Fucking Sylvester Stallone over there.
You're the cure?
I am the cure.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
You're the host. That's how everybody gets cured. You're the host. You know how they always have to find the host, get its blood, and then inject it into the fucking...
I really appreciate that, Bob. Thanks.
No. I was just going along with your movie-like bullshit life. She's like, I'm the host, and welcome to my show. Like, not that kind of host.
The wheels are turning.
The hallucinating thing, though, that's pretty fucking... the fact that you've done it so many times, that's scary.
Why?
Well, I mean...
I'm fine now.
But
No.
Listen,
you're
I'm not fine. I'm no Dr. Seuss, but I'll be honest with you. You're fucked up.
You know what's funny?
What?
And not funny. And I'm
not funny in a ha-ha way.
But, like, funny, like, just stuff I've been thinking about over the past couple weeks.
Okay.
And, like, you know, I have bad days, and I have, like, times where I question myself and all.
Oh.
But once I get focused and back on track, like, of how I am, like, I kind of think it's weird how the rest of the world lives their life sometimes.
That's funny because we think about that about you
right?
every day.
And I feel
every time
like,
we're around, at least.
Isn't that like weird how the, not weird, but like, isn't it funny how the world works differently for each person?
Sure.
I think that's pretty awesome.
It's part of life.
I feel like I'm happier than most people.
Hey, listen, I can't tell you if you are or you aren't. I don't fucking, I'm not with you every second.
You do what you want to do, I tell you that much.
Is that a bad thing, though?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I mean, you may live in your cartoonish...
Not if you're mentally stable.
You do live in your own Missy world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that may not be a bad thing, but you do live different than...
Most people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. People, we
know. You know, you sit there and you think, you know, you're thinking like, wow, how do most people live their life?
Yeah.
At that same moment, you're like this little goldfish in a fishbowl while all the normal people are around looking at you like, how does this fish just stay in that one fucking bowl all its life?
Right.
That's how I look at you.
No, and I understand that, and it's just funny how the whole
because
world is
as
different
open-minded
like
as you've always claimed to be, I think you're just living this small bubble.
I think that sometimes, too. I do.
You're a sea monkey.
I'm not a sea monkey. That shit ain't real. A crustacean or whatever.
This is brine shrimp.
Yeah, brine.
Yeah, it's not even edible shrimp. It's fake shrimp.
That's some bullshit shrimp right there.
It's synthetic
it's like,
or something.
But it's small anyway. What the fuck are you going to do? You can't even use that as pepper.
You could like...
Oh, it's yeah, a seasoning. Yeah. It's like shrimp seasoning.
Ew.
Like, let's make this chicken taste like shrimp.
Do you know I love ramen noodles, right? Ramen noodles are my shit.
Right.
Love them to death. Love shrimp in real life. I love them. I've never
mixed the two together.
I've never done it. It always smelled weird, so I would never use the shrimp packet.
Dun, dun, dun.
Isn't it, I feel like it? I should do it.
Do it.
Isn't
live
that
on,
weird? I've bought shrimp ones if they're like wasn't like the spicy chicken or whatever, but I just won't use the packet. I'll make my.
I haven't had ramen noodles in. No, you get the cup or the bag.
Both.
Okay, I haven't had ramen noodles in forever, and I'll be honest with you, I fucking love them.
Do you?
I love them. I love them. I eat them with chopsticks to make myself feel fancy.
Do you put your hair like in a tight ponytail and you tape your eyes back a little bit? Put your glasses back on and be like, oh, very good.
I don't get it. Do you type with a typewriter to make yourself feel fancy? It's fucking outdated technology. Use a fork. I hate people that use chopsticks.
No,
that's my girlfriend does it with sushi, and
fuck you!
It drives me insane.
Seriously, yeah. Use a fork. What the fuck is wrong with you?
There's this awesome Chinese place that you know how if you want sushi, you got to go to a sushi place. If you want Chinese food, you got to go to a Chinese food place.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
This place has both, right? Mm-hmm. So it works well for us. We don't have to go to two different places. She gets her sushi, like her little whatever the sushi rolls or whatever the fuck they're called. And I get my fucking...
Three meals.
Yeah. I get my chicken General three ways. Right. They give you chopsticks in the bag, you know, yeah. the ones that are wrapped in the paper. She pulls hers out, and I'm just like, you know, like just, I kind of scoff at it.
Okay, in her defense, where do you stick a fork in a roll of sushi?
You scoop it. It's fucking this big.
Then how do you dip it in the soy sauce?
You dunk the spoon.
You can do that.
It ain't rocket science, man.
No, yeah, but if you look around, everybody's doing it.
How do you eat rice?
It's a hipster thing
I
to
eat
do.
Rice
I'm thinking
fork.
It is.
Or a spoon.
No, I'm saying if you have chopsticks, how do you eat rice? You pick up one piece at a time.
That's why
it?
They're all so fucking skinny.
It's almost like you scoop it. I don't use chopsticks.
Listen,
it's fucking stupid.
You are unknowledgeable.
How do you catch a fly?
Not with a fork.
It's sticky rice. It's different.
Whoa.
It's called sticky rice.
What kind of fucking...
It's called sticky rice.
All right.
And it balls
why are you
up
at me?
When you eat it.
My point is, forks have been around for a long fucking time.
You know why?
There's no reason.
You know why they
use
chopsticks? Because they can't say fork. Falk?
Fuck?
Fuck for you?
Fuck you?
Fuck you? Spork?
You guys don't like fucking seriously? You don't like chopsticks?
I love chopsticks.
Okay.
I love them.
I don't mind. I don't mind them, but I go right for the fork.
No, you didn't let me finish. I don't eat with them. When I'm done. I celebrate by taking them out and I fucking use the plastic containers as like a drum set.
Do you really do
I
that?
Swear to God
that's
I do.
Really
yeah.
Funny.
That's how I celebrate.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, anyway, I use the chopsticks when I eat the ramen to be fancy.
Oh my God.
I do.
Be fancy.
I be fancy.
First of all, you're eating ramen.
See, I'm still
But I love ramen.
I'm still
man.
Italian with the ramen noodles in the soup.
I use Windows 95 to be fancy.
I use a fork.
Fuck out of here.
Das.
I don't feel like it's an outdated technology.
I use my Motorola Razr to send a text message to be fancy.
Nah, I don't play Call of Duty. No, I'm going to go back and play Frogger. Fancy.
Pong.
I didn't realize that utensils make you fancy.
It does. Don't you ever feel like eating with a fork?
What?
Like, I get moods all the time. I get moods where I'll be like, oh, I want something to eat that I can eat with a fork.
That's how you base your fucking meals?
Yeah, almost all the time. Or a condiment.
Who are you?
Or I'll be like, oh, I want mustard. So I'll, like, eat something that I can
you
eat
like,
with mustard.
What the f- I've never... Yeah. Am I alone?
No.
No.
You guys never...
I know I'm fat, and I know, you know, whatever, but, like, I've never thought of it that way.
That's how I think of it.
I never sit there and crave mustard and be like, what's good with mustard? Because I got to have some fucking mustard.
I'm hungry. I'm craving a fork. So let me get something I can eat with a fork. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Jeez. Well, okay,
there's another t-shirt.
When you wear it like that. But no, like sometimes I'll be in the mood where I'll like, oh, I want something that I can eat with a fork and a knife. Or
that's
want-
like 98% of food.
Not really. Sandwiches are not.
You can edible. Eat a sandwich with a fork and a knife.
I know. Sometimes I'll eat a piece of pizza with a fork and a knife.
You just weird.
The only pizza I've ever eaten with a fork and knife was Elio's. Because I microwaved it and it turns into like a lava sponge. You know what I'm talking about, right? Because I'm too fat and too impatient to cook it in the fucking oven. Like
it takes forever.
It does take forever. Yeah. So I was like, fuck it, I nuke it. And the best part is, it's like I said, it's a lava sponge, but the center is frozen. It's like still cold. So I don't have to use the fork and knife for that piece. I save that one for last. It's like cool enough to
oh,
eat.
Oh, God.
I know. It's horrible. It's just, that's when I'm like so fucking drunk. I'll just microwave it and be like waiting and waiting and waiting.
And even that takes, it seems like it's fucking forever.
But you know that that worst thing is when you take that first bite and the fucking piece literally singes the roof of your mouth. And you feel it for like 3 days.
It's so hot that you feel it drunk.
Yeah. And when you wake up and you're like sober again, you just, it's like napalm went off in your mouth. It's like a battle scar from drinking. It's like, oh, geez.
It's like the inside of your mouth is deteriorating, like you're in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I just turned the roof of my mouth into Freddy Krueger. Yeah, I will never eat, you know, with a fork and a knife pizza. Unless it's like blazing hot and I'm too impatient to fucking
How about
wait
like
for
stuffed pizza, like meat stuffed pizza?
Well, yeah, that you kind of do have to. Because it's like, I don't know. It's all messy and shit. But I don't really eat stuffed pizza. I'm not a big fan of the concept. Just sounds like it's like if you're going to do that, why not just get a Stromboli? You know, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Agreed. From one fat guy to another.
Yeah,
I agree.
Doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
Chopsticks for being fancy. Mm-hmm. When you're done, you put them in your hair like a gook.
No, I just don't.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Did you know? I never knew this in my life. Did you know that Chinese people don't speak Chinese?
What do they speak?
Like, there's no such thing as Chinese. They either speak Mandarin or Cantonese. There is no Chinese language.
Really?
Yeah, like there's no language called Chinese. Mm. They either speak Mandarin or Cantonese.
Is it just the people? Like the people are called Chinese?
Yeah, China. China, the people from China are Chinese, but what they speak is either Mandarin or Cantonese. There's like two sections of China, kind of like an East and West Germany of the old days. But they speak two different languages. They have like different dialects or whatever.
Oh, weird.
Mandarin and Cantonese. I fucking never knew that.
I didn't know that.
I was like blown away by that. I'm like, really? All these years, I'm like, yeah, I don't speak Chinese. Like,
I've heard of Mandarin and Cantonese. Well, I just never associated that with China.
I thought it was like the different styles of food they had.
Is Japanese a...
That's a different country.
Okay.
Those goddamn Japs.
Yeah.
But Japanese is a language?
I would think, yeah, Japanese is a language. Yeah, but Chinese isn't. Like, if you went to China and said, I don't speak Chinese, they'll look at you like, neither do I, nigga. Like, you know, like, they won't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah, I never, ever knew that. I was like,
how'd you learn that shit?
I heard it on the radio. And then I went research, and I'm like, holy shit, it's true.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there is no Chinese language.
And it does sound like food. It does
like different. Yeah, because you can get, you know, Mandarin food or Cantonese food.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's
the language. And Mandarin's an orange.
I don't think it's the same one. I think they're spelled different.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I'm almost positive they're spelled
different. I don't know if they're spelled. I don't know.
I think they're different. I don't think it's the same one.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't. I can't say that you're really wrong. I'm almost positive that the Mandarin orange is spelled different from the Mandarin language. So I don't think it's the same. But I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not confident enough to say no.
I'm not confident enough to say you're stupid.
Right, right. I wish I could jump down your throat like normal and bully you, but no, I can't.
Mandarin orange is Mandarin.
Yeah.
I think that's the Gook version, too.
Is it?
I don't know.
Look up the language.
I thought there was an O in the Gook version. Oh, now you're saying Gook, too?
No, they're spelled the same.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Now, find out if the Mandarin orange is Mandarin from...
It's not round, it's slanted.
It's an A.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of shaped like a lemon a little bit.
Make eyes squinty. Well, there was a comedian, I forgot his name, Russell Peters, I think his name. He's like Indian looking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. He talks about it in one of his acts, and he does a perfect impression of both the Cantonese and the Mandarin. He's like, how you can tell the difference. And one of them is the one that just sounds like real brutal, like, oh, fuck are you, like that kind. And then the other one's like, no.
Yeah, like one sounds super aggressive and the other one's
yes.
Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. One's like super aggressive.
Like they're saying something really mean to you always.
Right.
Yeah.
And it could be like, hello, how is your day?
You're like, you look pretty.
Right. But you think they want a duel with like samurai swords. And then you got the other one where they could be threatening your life and the life of your family, but it sounds so like innocent.
Oh, thank you. Which one's Mandarin? And
I don't remember which is which.
That's great. I feel like the Mandarin one should be like the sweet one.
You like think so? Orange. You think Cantonese sounds more aggressive?
Yeah, well,
Mandarin sounds kind of like scarier, I think.
Mandarin reminds me of a sweet little orange.
But Cantonese, that ease at the end makes it easier. Cantonese.
Oh, look at the Do Mandarin orange come from?
No, so there's nothing. No, no. Doesn't say anything about.
Does it say where Mandarin oranges come from?
Just the type of tree.
Where does the tree come from?
Did the tree originate from China? Say,
no.
I'm finding.
Yeah, I just went on Wiki.
Yeah, you found that on page 81 of your Google search.
Look that up.
Learning with the Jersey Jerk
Show. I know, right? How the fuck did we jump from her craziness, unstable, hallucinating mind to ramen noodles? Like, it was just, you ever see like a flock of birds flying and all of a sudden they go the other way?
Yeah, and
that's
like,
exactly what happened. Because I actually made a mental checkpoint when the topic turned, because we were talking about her hallucinating and shit and the whole flu thing. And then all of a sudden she went right into fucking, I said, I'm no alphabet soup or whatever. She went, I love ramen noodles or something like that. And then all of a sudden we went right into that. That's fucking nuts. Niggas, you crazy. Seriously.
That's what she does.
What'd you find out?
There's so many different kinds of mandarin trees. There's like a dancy.
A dancy.
A pixie.
They sometimes spell mandarin with an E at the end also.
Yeah, dude. Shit's all fucked up. Satsumi.
That sounds like the Chinese one.
That sounds like
Satsumi.
That sounds like a stripper I met.
Satsumi mandarins may have originated in Chinese.
Sue me. Sue everybody.
And this is summer Mediterranean. Like, it's all fucking different, man. Depends upon which tree. And there's like all different subspecies and shit.
Huh.
Yeah. Fucking knowledge.
Still waiting for that part.
I don't know.
Well, I feel kind of guilty that I said that I like ramen noodles too after you used to. We're like, man, I don't like it.
Why do you feel guilty?
I don't know, because now I feel like I'm white trash.
Now listen, I feel like, if they cost more money, I would still buy them. You know what I mean?
I think they're tasty as fuck.
Yeah, I don't buy them because they're cheap. I buy them because they're fucking good.
That's why I like them. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, I liked all of them too. The beef,
the shrimp one though, I never ate.
Shrimp one's okay.
That's
it's my least favorite. It's
That's
my
how
least
we started
favorite.
Talking
oh,
about
the
this.
Shrimp. The sea monkeys.
Because you were
monkeys.
Telling me a sea monkey.
Yeah, I love ramen noodles from the sea monkeys.
But is the shrimp one taste like shrimp?
Not really.
What's it taste like? It always smelled weird, so I would never use it.
It's like it tastes like the aroma of some sort of seafood dish. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, it's not. It's my least favorite. I like the chicken.
And the beef.
The beef. The pork one's good, too.
Never did the pork.
That's good.
Spicy pork? Chicken is the bomb.
Spicy pork?
I had dinner over at my mom's on Tuesday. Every Tuesday, I go over to her house.
Uh-huh.
And she always, you know, cooks something each time. But we got Chinese food instead.
Why are you looking at me, dude? Math. Your mom's like Walter White. You're like Jesse.
Oh, my God.
Fat stacks, mom.
That would be awesome. But they got Chinese food, and they got something called house fried rice, and I never had it before.
Oh, that's what all the shit
with everything in it. That shit was the
banging,
bomb.
Right? Yep.
But it had pork in it, and I was like, "Fuck it, I'll just eat it."
House fried rice means it's whatever they actually catch in the kitchen, rats, mice, whatever.
Oh God, it was tasty mice and rats.
Tastes good. Why
it
not?
Was banging, and the little pork pieces in it were so
imitation
good.
Imitation pork pieces.
They were like sweet.
Yeah.
Processed.
I don't really eat pork, so when I do eat pork, it's like...
And that's the pork you choose? You pass up on, like, sausage and shit?
I like sausage and I like pork roll. I love pork roll.
Pork roll is the bomb.
And I put it on a plate and I put maple syrup on it.
I didn't even know you could buy that shit at just the supermarket. I thought you had to go somewhere special. Now that they sell them at the supermarket. They sell them at the supermarket.
Yeah, I know that.
Fucking buy them all the time.
They're the bomb.
It's like pork roll is like an it's like a major part of my diet.
I love pork roll. pork roll is so fucking good.
It is.
You can go to Heritage and they'll slice it up for you, and you could slice it, get it as thick and shit as you want.
Yeah, but I could do that myself with the roll. They sell it solid. You cut it yourself.
Yeah, I'm lazy though. Yeah, I don't ever buy like
seconds.
That. No, I never buy like that.
What do you
either buy
knives?
Pre-sliced pork roll or I go to Heritage. Yeah. My life.
Yeah, pork roll's the bomb.
I love pork
roll. I love pork roll.
And I eat it with so much syrup.
Fucking right. Pork roll and cheese on a bagel?
Oh,
that's the bomb.
That was my hangover food. When
wait, did you say pork roll and syrup?
Yeah.
Not on a roll. No,
on
oh, okay.
A plate. With pork and a knife.
No chopsticks?
No chopsticks.
No, that's
I want to feel fancy, Mom!
Could you imagine it would be flopping all over the place?
That's my point. That was his point with the rice.
No, but it's sticky rice.
It's not
sticky
all rice. Of it's sticky rice.
In the sushi, it is. It
first of all, no. What about just the regular rice? You know that complimentary box of rice they give you because it's probably 4 or 5 years old?
Yeah.
You know, like every order they give you one little complimentary box of white rice?
You're supposed to mix it with your meal.
You don't have to.
But that's the point.
Fucking Japs and Chinks just eat that. They don't even mix it with anything. You know the Chinese food they sell here? They don't make that shit overseas. That's not real cuisine over there. Just like Italian food here, they don't fucking make chicken parm in Italy. That's American Italian.
Oh.
That was invented here.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no fucking I love chicken parm, but you ain't gonna find it if you go to Italy. I mean maybe now because it's so popular here.
Chicken parm is the shit.
I know it is. I know it is.
I'm getting hungry.
I am too. I didn't eat dinner.
I was about to say, speaking of pork roll, the other pork product I do like is roast pork. Like hot roast pork sandwiches.
Yeah.
I've never had one.
What?
Let's end the show now. Let's go to Tony Luke.
I've ever eaten beef.
Huh?
I've ever eaten beef sandwiches.
You've had roast beef?
Sandwiches.
I bet you have.
Was it floppy?
Oh, God, I'm going to vomit. I don't think I've ever had roast pork. And people always eat pulled pork, and I know
that's good
that.
Too. Yeah. But I got food poisoning once off it, so it's kind of I have difficulties with it now, which sucks because I used to love it.
Oh.
I get this sense memory thing. Oh, did you stroke out on me?
See the look on her face. Yep.
She had like stroke mouth. Oh.
Stroke!
I was yawning. I was yawning.
Oh, no!
Yeah, pulled pork's good. I tell you what, I don't want to fucking see any type of turkey for another year.
No.
I love turkey.
I'm good.
Me too.
I'm good.
I'm so done.
I eat that
done.
Shit all the time.
No, I love turkey. All day,
I fucking
every
love
day.
Turkey.
I can't, I can't, I can't deal with any more turkey.
Why? Because of Thanksgiving?
I'm just, I had turkey, right, well that's the thing.
All week.
It was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday. I'm done.
Sounds like heaven.
Yeah, you'd think so, but, you know, I fucking farted the other day, a feather shot out. Like, I'm done. I'm so done. We even did, like, different shit this year with the leftovers. Like
soup and shit?
Like, no, like turkey cutlets.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but they were...
They were breaded?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was... It's not the same as chicken cutlets.
They don't have the same consistency when they're fried like that?
No, because you remember, the turkey's already cooked.
Yeah.
So now you're breading it and frying it.
So it's dry as fuck.
Well, not necessarily. It actually is a little juicier because now you got the oil.
Oh. Sorry.
But that's not the point. It becomes saltier because it's already cooked.
Mm.
You know, it's not as good as you think.
I've never tried it like that. That's a good idea.
But
though.
If you go to the store and buy like, you know.
Like a breast. And,
right.
And chop it up.
I would love to buy a breast. Yeah,
you
chop it up.
You don't do that shit.
Yeah, you can buy filleted like turkey breast.
My goal this weekend, guess what it is? I'm going to attempt to make grilled cheese croissant donuts.
I just vomited.
Disgusting.
That doesn't sound good.
Oh my god, the pictures look awesome.
Are you fucking paying attention to that shitty fucking restaurant in Philly that does all the weird sandwiches? The hipster.
No. Oh, PYT?
Yeah, the hipster trippy sandwiches.
No, I used to go there all
like
the time.
Peanut butter and jelly burgers.
They had a ramen noodle burger. Where the roll was made out of ramen noodles.
No, oh, was they were they raw? Man.
No, they were
fried.
Fried.
It had to be. There's no other way. They'd
it
be
looked
soggy.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
But they had a shrimp burger once that was fucking awesome.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Doesn't sound good to me.
No. Nope.
I love shrimp and I love burgers, but.
No, it was good. It was like together. A crab cake, but with shrimp instead of.
Crab cakes are the bomb, yeah. But that ain't shrimp. That's a crab.
Yeah. It was good. But when they do that burger of the week, it's $15.
So what made you want to do a. What was it? Grilled cheese croissant donut.
Yeah.
Well, how do you make a croissant a donut at the same time?
A cronut.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, cronuts you never heard of cronuts.
It was funny.
Cronuts are awesome.
Desaunts.
That's another thing.
Is it really? Yeah. I'm just guessing.
It was like all the rage like last year because of this one restaurant in New Orleans.
It's like, I want to take a car and mix it with a helicopter.
This restaurant in New Orleans released their recipe for them, and they're known for them. And then all these, especially especially in Philly, I mean, you could go to this one bakery and get a desaunt for, it was like $10. And now the cronuts they sell at Dunkin' Donuts.
It doesn't even sound right. It don't sound good at all, cronuts.
And the cronuts, at...
my boss!
Well, they call
Sam Cronuts.
They call them a croissant donut at Dunkin'.
Cronuts is...
It's like $2.50. It's a good...
Trademarked.
Yeah.
Cronuts
is trademarked.
Some guy in New York.
From the people from New Orleans, because they had the desserts.
He only makes so much, and then... Yeah, like he has a line every
I'm
morning.
I'm going to lightly batter my scrotum and sell it. My nuts.
Fab nuts.
They're really fucking good.
Thank you. I was going to say thank you.
Sweet, but yet salty.
Yeah, a little... Like a peanut butter cup.
Oh, my God.
It depends on what time of day you get them.
Yeah. Oh. Peanut butter nuts. Later on in the day, it's a little more salty.
Yeah, you get them after work. It's a little stench to it.
Yeah.
Little bat wing. Chicken of the underwear.
Oh, my God.
It's a little more earthy. To the end of the day.
Ew. You guys are gross.
There's that laughter I needed. Salty but sweet.
Like a payday.
I love it. You guys want to take a break?
Yes, please.
Sure.
All righty. We out. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days he's gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style.
Dum Dum Style.
Missy Dum Dum Style.
Missy Dum Dum Style.
That just, that Gangnam Style song, it just broke the ticker on the,
guess how many hits
on YouTube.
Guess how many views it has.
I mean, it broke the ticker.
You know, the counter, million views. Guess how many views it
has. I don't know.
2 billion.
Is that the most ever in YouTube history?
Ever. Yeah. It's not calculating any more views.
I think I have a Y2K problem on YouTube.
Yeah, bro, he broke it.
He broke it.
This song sucks.
It's horrible.
It is a terrible song. I like this version way better.
Oh, this is a classic.
Let me see Dum Dum Style. I don't know. It hit me one day. I heard it on a commercial, and I was like, because it sounds like he says Missy in the song.
He's speaking Cantonese.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, Missy Dum Dum Style. You're like, this perfect. Is perfect. I went right to work. I was like, yep, let's get this going. It took forever to fucking cut that up.
Dum Dum Style. You gotta love it.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
That should be your ringtone.
I know I do this every year, but I have to fucking... I'm trying to get people on my side, and so far... I got the majority saying, yes, it is getting earlier. It's happening earlier. Don't you think that the Christmas thing is happening a little too early?
I mean...
Like, it started before Thanksgiving this year.
It started before Halloween.
Did it?
And just nobody was paying attention to it because it wasn't...
I was just tuning it out. I don't know.
In the mall, the day before Halloween, they set up Santa's South Pole.
But no, I'm talking about like the music, the commercials, the sales.
The music started early.
Oh my God! I'm like, I couldn't believe like it was the night before Thanksgiving, and I was in the car. I turned the radio on, and like the regular radio stations, some of them were playing Christmas music, and I'm like, since when has Thanksgiving been a Christmas holiday?
Well, they're getting you in the spirit of the holiday season.
You know, like...
Yeah, but they're kind of skipping over Thanksgiving.
Yes! You're taking, like, the steam out of Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
Thanksgiving is more of... It almost seems like cocktail hour before... Christmas is the main course.
It is. Yeah.
Christmas is taking from Thanksgiving the way we took this
from
country
the Indians. So in true Thanksgiving spirit, they're raping us out of Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Karma's a bitch.
You know, shit.
Listen, it's such a huge industry for the
economy. Any people out there listening to this that's thinking about getting in stand-up, that's a great fucking stand-up topic right there.
You know what I would like to know, because we have a lot of listeners in other countries and stuff, I want to know how...
Their holidays go.
Yeah, like how
do
their
holidays?
They don't
have the same holidays
like,
we do.
But like, what are theirs? Or do they have
like,
one that's as big as Christmas?
We have the 4th of July.
I tell you this, they don't have a Martin Luther King holiday. They don't. I'm just saying that they do not.
Martin Luther King.
Roofer. Uncle Rufus.
Martin Roofer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would like to know if they have a Christmas, if they have a Thanksgiving, if they have things like that.
I know Italy has a Christmas.
Is it as insane as ours?
And Spain has a Christmas.
Is it the same story? Is it like...
Well, yeah, birth of Christ and all that shit. Yeah, they go by the same thing.
Every Christian country would have a Christmas.
Do they have Santa Claus and stuff, though? Do they have like this these fictitious characters?
Few of them have like a character, a Santa Claus type character.
Like Italy has that donkey, right?
No.
Is that not just
Dominic the Donkey?
That's not real.
That's you fucking real.
I've got a good mind to slap your fat face.
Why is it going to be fat? <It doesn't. laughs> No, I just heard that Dominic the Donkey song last year.
Yeah, that's
and I heard it was from like back in the, you know, the olden times.
Of this country.
It was a long time ago,
Italy. I thought it was in... Italy-ish.
They don't even know who
the song's in English.
They don't even know
I
who Dominic
it was translated.
They
in
don't
English.
Know who Dominic the Donkey is. Oh, well, no. Yeah, Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. That's Finnish. So
Grandma was Finnish.
Yeah, exactly. No, Dominic the Donkey. God, you sure you're getting smarter in your old age?
Listen,
I don't buy it at all.
You only get smarter by asking questions. All right.
Yeah, that's. But you profess things first.
I didn't profess that.
Yes, you did. You
it
were
said,
like,
but doesn't
yeah, there's that you know donkey song. That's Italian,
right? They all go to the mall in Italy and they go visit the donkey.
the kids sit on the donkey's lap. Then that cock just slaps him in the face. The donkey dick.
Oh my god! See, that's not right. What
the fuck is wrong with you?
What do you mean? That was a valid ask.
Get the boy away from the donkey.
The donkey gonna teabag him. Get him away.
My nudge the cat says hitting the doggy in the face.
Fucking Dominic the Donkey.
So they don't have any Christmas characters.
Jesus.
Jesus
is a Christmas character.
There's no, like, is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
no.
Like, worldwide?
No, because that goes with Santa. Rudolph wasn't like alone somewhere and like
he got a spinoff.
Rudolph and the reindeer revolve around Santa. Elves revolve around Santa. Snowmen or the snowman or Frosty the Snowman revolves around Christmas, which Christmas in this country revolves around Santa.
Yeah. It does in other countries.
There's a Santa's St. Nicholas, which is actually a Christian, you know. That's,
yeah.
It goes, somebody made it into Santa Claus, St. Nick.
Yeah. I thought it was Kris Kringle. I thought that was Santa's real name.
No, that's just the name of a pedophile down the street.
Kris Kringle is not Santa's real name?
Don't go to Kris Kringle's house. He's dirty.
That's actually his brother.
Oh, shut up.
Nick Kringle and Kris Kringle.
I love the woman that wasn't clean. Yeah, I'm sure there are other characters, but they don't have Santa. I think some countries have adopted Santa Claus because they love this country, like in their ways, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But you'll never go to the Middle East and see a fucking Arab Claus or something like that with a fucking with a turban. Turban and
red
a
red white
coat.
Turban.
With a buckle right in the middle of the turban.
Oh my god.
Ho ho ho. Yola.
It doesn't have reindeer as camel.
Yeah. Yeah, the camel has a red nose on it.
See that? I feel like that could be a story.
Yeah, no.
Rudolph the Red Nose Camel.
It's
no, it would have to be a C name.
A what?
A C.
Patel?
What do you mean a C?
Like, because Rudolph's name is Rudolph because his last name's reindeer.
This conversation isn't happening.
You definitely shouldn't.
Wait a second. Hold on. His last name is reindeer.
What's with the C thing?
Well, like, because R&R.
Like Clarice the Camel.
So it would have to be like.
Clarice. Hello, Clarice. It's good to see you again.
I feel like it should be a male name.
Clarence.
Okay.
Clarence the Cocknose Reindeer. Clarence the Colored Reindeer.
Yeah, there you go.
Why does it got to have color?
Because it has to have a C. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Gotcha.
Got it
so
now?
It has to be Clarence the
Come
C.
On. Yeah.
The cunt.
The
yeah, I was going to say, the only C in this room right now is you.
Come on, spell it. I'm currently writing a children's book, so I know.
So you're going to write a foreign Santa story?
Now I'm going to.
Yeah, that'll be successful.
Instead of snow, it's a sandstorm.
Sandy the Sandman. The only difference in that country, they'll actually use human eyes for like the snow. After they behead somebody, they take the eyes out and put it in the fucking Sandman. Oh my god. Fucking terrible.
Rudolph's last name was Rain.
What's his middle name?
Red.
Oh, fuck you.
Red Nose.
Red Nose. What's the?
An adjective.
Does an adjective.
An adverb. A pronoun.
An idiot.
Yeah, no shit.
A retard.
A retard.
It's just like a hyphen. It's just there.
It's a hyphen.
You don't have to say the hyphen.
Your fucking, your IQ has gone down dramatically.
She's a retard.
It was at like 40, and now it's not.
I'm going to chalk it up that you're sick.
0.0.
You're dumb.
Rudolph Reindeer.
Stupid, stupid bitch.
I hate that one.
I know you don't.
Fucker.
What's wrong with you?
I have an imagination.
You're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
That one's mean, too.
Fuck me. Clarence the colored.
So is Frosty's last name Snowman?
No, it's just Frosty. He's like Prince.
Purple snow. Purple snow.
Computer blue.
Darling Nikki.
My God, you're priceless. Jesus.
Dearly beloved. Dearly beloved. Purple snow. Fucking retarded, man.
Nah, retarded.
You fucking retarded.
There's something wrong with you, seriously.
Yeah, no shit.
Drugs have really deteriorated your mind.
Frosty's like Prince.
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
So do you think like they have like a Peanuts gang in another country too? Like Charlie Brown in another country? Charlie Chan?
Charlie
yeah,
Chan.
Right?
Charlie.
They have like anime.
Oh, it's like an anime version of Charlie Brown? Yeah.
Charlie Patel in India?
No, they probably don't have Charlie Brown because that's like American culture. But right. They are like
Charlie Yellow?
Oh my God.
Well, they used to call him Charlie in Vietnam.
Yeah.
There's Charlie everywhere. That was a nickname.
In Mexico, it's Carlos Hernandez.
Don't they have like wholesome like cartoons for like the family in other countries?
Do I work for the Nielsen rating company
You've
or something?
You've been
you know
to
people
where?
That do.
Where? What other country?
Italy.
Italy.
Yeah, that's one country.
Did you watch TV there?
Yeah, I went right there just to watch TV.
No, but in general, like when you're going to sleep or anything. Yeah. Do they have...
I'll tell you what's cool about their TV.
What?
That their nudity there is no big deal, and neither is their cursing. Like, you could see, like, straight-up sex scenes in regular family shows. No biggie. After-school special, cock and balls in the vagina. Yeah, it's some crazy shit. It's like, you don't ever need to, like, find porn on the internet in Italy. You could just turn on the TV. They'll even have, like, variety shows where the chicks come out topless and they, like, tweak their nipples and shit.
Oh, doesn't the news naked?
No, that's like one place that does naked news. It's like a gimmick thing. It's not even that, like, not really supposed to take it serious. It's like The Onion with tits.
Oh, cool.
You know? Onion tits. Yeah, I don't know about other countries and their wholesome family values and cartoons and their Christmas shit. I don't know.
I just assume that
like,
everybody has.
Like, you know what's weird about Italy, too? They don't really have birthdays. Like, they don't celebrate, like, the day you were born as much as, like, their name day. Like...
How do you know your name day?
Well, everybody's name has a day in the year. So whatever day that falls on, you, like, basically congratulate them, like, you know, happy name day, basically. I mean,
is
not
it
how
your
you
birthday,
say.
Though?
It's like an extension of your birthday, basically.
So it's different from the day that you were born.
Right. Yeah. Like, you could be born in March, but your name day is until, like, fucking January. You know?
What? Who deciphers when your name day is?
Dude, it's been around before I've been around, okay? I'm just telling you what I've seen.
Well, were you ever in Italy during your name day?
I don't even know what my name day is. I just still go by my birthday.
Is it like a horoscope?
Dude, you're throwing too much shit at me right now.
he looks pissed.
Really? Like, I'm getting bombarded with that. I almost feel like I did something wrong. Like, I'm being interrogated right now.
You should have the answer.
It's like a horoscope thing? Come on, answer me. I want answers. I want the truth.
Can't handle the truth.
Do you know your name day? Did you order a code red?
Can I Google it?
You can do whatever the fuck you like.
I mean, I guess that's because it's not my culture, but that just sounds so ridiculous.
It's, yeah, listen.
It's like having two birthdays.
I'm proud to be Italian, but at the same time, there's a lot of shit about Italy I don't fucking like. I hate their music. I think Italian music is one of the worst. It's horrible. It's horrible. I mean, this is more comical. It's not really something serious. But, like, their music, like, their pop and shit, oh my God, is it fucking terrible. I love Spanish music. Love it. I could listen to Spanish music, no problems. And, like, real Spanish music, not, like, Pitbull. I know. You know what I'm saying. Like, I can listen to real Spanish music.
Like bachata.
Like what?
Bachata.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's type of Spanish music.
Is there a saint?
The bread.
Chapata. Bachata.
Is there a saint named Fabio?
I'm sure there is.
Okay. The name day is the day that your angel or that your saint fell asleep.
Saint Fabio was in a diabetic coma half his life.
Apparently my angel has sleep apnea too.
You have to celebrate it on your saint's feast day, which is the day.
Every day is my feast day.
This gets better.
It's all about food.
Why don't you just call him fat and get it over with?
I know, right?
Stop beating around the bush.
You sneaky bitch.
You dyke.
Aw. I'm going to look up the calendar of saints.
You do that.
St. Fabio's feast day runs from January 1st to December 31st.
Exactly.
This shit is in Latin.
Read it.
It's symbols. It doesn't even look like words.
Sanskrit.
It did. It looked like a font.
Why is this written in Wingdings?
Always comes back to food for you.
No, Wingdings.
Out of all the fonts.
I know. Well, yeah. She's like, yeah, I said Sanskrit, and that's like symbols, and I thought of Wingdings.
But Comic Sans.
All right. It's written in emojis. Is that better? I don't use emojis.
Oh, shit.
They're... All right.
When did Dominic the Donkey fall asleep?
So do women not have saint days or name days over there because nobody really gives a shit about women?
They do give a shit about women over there. Are you crazy?
Whoop their asses.
What? Who's going to cook you dinner?
Yeah.
Who's going to make your bed, clean your toilets? They're saints over there. They're all Dorothy Mantooths over there.
Do you want to know?
Tell me. Just say it. Tell me what you're going to tell me.
Okay, your feast day is January 20th.
Perfect.
Coming up. We got to celebrate.
It's another day for me to have a party.
When's mine?
It's not as long
at
as
a buffet.
As long as it's not a surprise.
Nope. No surprise. I'm gaining weight that day. Happy Feaster.
July 25th.
Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Marco, do you have a saint?
You're the one looking at the saints. The
fuck do I know, Marco?
He has a saint, his wife, to put up with his fat ass.
When I lay on top of her.
Yours is April 25th. You don't technically have a saint name. You are...
Mark?
Yeah.
Saint Mark.
But there is a Marco.
Yeah, but you don't celebrate his.
Yeah, Poland.
Oh, or
they're no, actually April coming 25th? Out with a show.
Yeah,
they said there's Marcos.
That sounds Greek.
Marcos.
That sounds Greek.
Oh, it is Greek. It's Greek, but it's the same day. Yeah.
Marcos is. Yeah, Greek. April I think it's 25th. With a K too.
This one wasn't.
No, should no. be.
So, because you have like seven names, you have seven feast days.
I don't know. I'm gonna look them both up.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna find a Coco Lopez in Italy. See if there's a Saint Stupid.
Fuck you.
Oh, come on.
Saint Retard.
Shop is a fucking cute one.
I don't think I'm named after a saint though.
I don't think so either. I'd probably go down towards the cellar and we'd say it's a lie. Demon Missy.
The power of Christ compels you.
Does it?
Does it really? It looks like mine is.
Are you looking at Italy shit?
Yeah.
You're not Italian. Missy's not Italian.
Melissa.
And
even Melissa's not Italian.
No, it came up Slovak.
Slow.
And Germany. September 15th.
Happy name day.
And then I guess what was my other name?
Teresa?
Oh, Rachel.
Rachel.
It's my mom's name.
That's it. Rachel. Rachel! Rachel.
That's it.
Rachel.
You see, you got cast as a Joker for the new Suicide.
Was it? Yeah,
the
other
Suicide.
Awesome.
What's the name of the movie?
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
What?
Yeah, yeah, it looks awesome.
It's the Joker. Man. It's Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Harley Quinn. It's somebody, a sidekick.
Yeah, and somebody. There's a couple other villains. Will Smith is one of the villains too.
Really?
Yeah, Tom Hardy is.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's
Jared
back
Leto
as Bane.
Jared Leto is the Joker. No.
Really? That's a good choice.
So is
Jared Leto. He's not going to bust out in the 30 Seconds to Mars song, is he?
No, I mean he's an actor before he's a musician.
I know.
Or he's going to be a fucking transvestite or a crossdresser like he was in the Dallas Buyers Club.
That's pretty cool.
Batman.
I'm going to look it up. So
is Penguin in it? Riddler?
I'm looking it up right
I don't think
now,
so. They didn't name any of those.
Mr. Freeze?
No.
Egghead? Not Egghead. What the hell's his name?
No.
The cast is pretty decent.
I want to know who the characters are.
Yeah,
I'm
bringing up
out.
The IMDb.
Like, who the fuck is Will Smith? I don't remember black villains.
There's not.
Deadshot.
Yeah.
Oh, Deadshot. He's Deadshot?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Tom Hardy is Rick Flag. That's what it says.
Why wouldn't they just leave him as Bane?
I don't know. Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn.
She's so fucking
hot.
Yep.
Carla.
It's the chick from Wolf of Wall Street, the blonde. Oh,
okay.
Married to.
Yeah, she's on the picture.
She's fucking. Who's Margot Robbie? Harley Quinn?
Yep. I know, she's going to be good as Harley Quinn.
I'm going to have to go to the theater by myself in the dark.
Extra butter on the popcorn, please.
Do you have an X-Acto knife? Carpet knife or something? Hold the pot. Fuck the pot.
Cara Delevingne.
Cara Top?
Delevingne. I don't know how to say her last name. Delevingne.
I don't know who the fuck you're...
She's an actress. She's famous.
Karen, what?
Cara.
Cara. I know who you're talking about.
She's like these. She's a model. She has really big, bushy eyebrows.
You make it sound like she's Meryl Streep. Who the fuck is she?
She's a model.
Oh, she's not an actress then.
I mean, I've never seen her in a movie. Did you?
No.
Who's she in this movie?
She's just a model.
Enchantress. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Jared Leto's the Joker. Jay Courtney is Boomerang.
Jay Courtney. That sounds familiar, Jay Courtney.
He looks familiar.
Oh, he's
the
son Die Hard.
Yeah.
And Jesse Eisenberg is rumored to be Lex Luthor.
That's cool. Wait, yeah. I heard that
he's
for
Lex
Superman.
Luthor. Yeah.
For Man of Steel.
Yeah.
He's in Man of Steel, Jesse Eisenberg, as Lex Luthor.
Yeah, he's rumored to do it in the Suicide Squad.
So this movie obviously isn't coming out for a while.
It says 2016.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty fucking cool. Mm-hmm. Although I feel bad for Jared Leto because it's going to be hard to top
Heath Ledger.
Yeah. That's
got to come up with something different.
Yeah, he's got to do it different.
Well, it also
he's
depends,
a great actor.
But it also depends what kind of Joker they're going to. Are they going to do like a more colorful Joker like Jack Nicholson? Or are they going to do like a dark movie where the Heath Ledger Joker?
For some reason, I feel like it's going to be a colorful Joker. I don't know why. I have nothing to base it off of.
So it's going to be more of like a Jack Nicholson.
I would think so.
I mean, Jack Nicholson was great as the Joker.
Yeah, he was awesome.
But he was, you know, he didn't have that psychopath.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, he did for that time, but now you look back and it's kind of like cartoonish.
Comic, yeah, it was a cartoonish movie. Right, the comic book.
I mean, you know, that most memorable scene of Jack Nicholson was when he was sitting at his former boss's desk after he just killed him. And he was reading the paper and it said, you know, Night, whatever, Batman something. And he was like pissed off. There was blood on it and he was smearing it. And he just looked around. And he had that look with the fucking smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, man, that's where he looked like devilish. After that, awesome. It's all these bright fucking greens and whites and
purple.
And I'm just like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think the movie's any less good than it was came out. But then
it's a different movie.
Right. Heath Ledger's version was like, wow, this is fucking dark.
It was dark.
It was like,
for sure.
Yeah. Very, very crazy.
Yeah, insane.
I just don't know how this one's going to play out. Because I like where they're going with the Man of Steel thing. They're kind of keeping with the rhythm of what the Dark Knight movies were like. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to get darker as they go on, which is good.
Yeah.
It's the way they should be.
Right. But the best part about the first one is they killed Costner off.
I thought he was actually really good.
He was good in that.
As much as he drives me crazy, I thought he was good in that movie.
As much as he brings down most of the other movies he's in, I thought he was really good in Man of Steel.
I don't know. I have like mixed feelings about him. I think he's been good in a lot of movies, and I also think he's been shitty in a lot of shitty movies.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I liked his part. You know, I think.
How did you fuck up being. He was just a dad.
Well.
I mean, you don't have to do an accent, really.
You know? Thank God.
Again, not to be a fucking cliche, but Christopher Walken would have been a shitty dad in that movie. You could fuck that up, you know?
I couldn't picture Christopher Walken.
But that's my point. Yeah. That's how you can fuck up a part. Yeah. Okay? Christopher Walken could never be... He could never be that type of, you know, I guess, part. He's got to be something kind of
goofy now.
Yeah, almost.
I mean, 30 years ago, he would have been probably good in that.
Yeah,
part,
today I was flipping through the channels and I came across the Bond film he was in, A View to a Kill. It was like a mid '80s Bond movie, and he was the bad guy. It was him and Grace Jones was his partner. That dark chick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like super dark, like lightning bugs following in the daytime.
Like these fingerprints on charcoal.
That right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that kind of dark. Exactly. You understand what I'm saying?
Black.
I'm not even going with that one. Black. No.
A black man follows me everywhere when it's sunny.
Look, I don't care what color you are. Black, green, yellow, brown. Just as long as you act white.
But anyway, he was really good. You know, and he wasn't the goofy guy he turned out to be. You know, he's this real serious, quick-witted, you know. Like, that's the Christopher Walken I think I like the best from that era. Mm-hmm. From, like, the 80s into the early 90s.
Like King of New York?
Yes. Yeah, like, that was, you know, even Deer Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, just... There was a movie he did with Sean Penn. I forgot the name of it. At Close Range. Mm. It wasn't a real popular movie. Madonna, like, was with Sean Penn at the time, so she did the song for the movie.
Yep.
So she ruined it. Okay.
No, it's just a
song for the movie.
Right. But that movie was really good. Walken was Sean Penn's dad, and he's just like a deadbeat. You know, he's an ex-criminal and... It was really, really good. But that's the Christopher Walken. That era is the best Walken because he was just, you know. He even did a shitty movie with Johnny Depp where they kidnapped Johnny Depp's daughter and they're forcing Johnny Depp to kill the governor, or else they'll kill his daughter. And it all happens outside of like a mall sort of thing. Like, not a mall, like a, I don't know, like a hotel slash mall or whatever. You ever see it? It was like early 90s, mid 90s.
I know what you're talking about, though. I'm
the dude from Rudy, the black dude, the caretaker of the field. Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a movie that I'll still watch because Walken is awesome in it. He's such a fucking badass, you know? And now he's just this real life cartoon character. He says weird shit. You know, it doesn't, I don't know. I love him, but he makes
me laugh in pretty much everything he's in now.
Yeah. I mean, he was good in Pool Hall Junkies.
Yeah.
You know, The Rundown, that he made me laugh in. You know,
I want my tooth.
Get it back. Yeah, I don't know. He would have been an interesting Batman villain back then when he was this badass we're talking about. I don't know about the Joker, but he would have fit in that Tim Burton Batman thing scheme.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Drop her out of a higher maybe, window.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, but as a real
villain.
Yeah. But he was perfect for that part,
mm-hmm.
You know. High a window.
I was watching Platoon the other night, and Johnny Depp is in that, which I thought was weird. I never noticed that before.
My girlfriend just texted me and said, she must be listening and it's delayed. She's like, Christopher Walken is Captain Hook right now on Peter Pan Live. Ah. He's so eccentric. LOL. That's great. What were you saying, man?
Translate eccentric to gay?
Yeah. Well, he's Captain Hook. He's the only straight character on that.
I don't know. He does a dance. I saw a commercial.
Well, he dances in everything, though.
Well, he's a trained
dancer. He danced in Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
You know, in the hallway. Yeah. Remember when he was mopping?
Mm-hmm. He was in that Fat Boy Slim video.
He cut it all wrong. It's the wrong tone.
That Fat Boy Slim video?
Oh, yeah.
He danced through the halls? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, floated
secret,
at one point.
What's it called? Secret Weapon? No. Something
that
Weapon.
That sounds familiar.
That was the name of the song. Something Weapon.
I don't remember.
Whatever.
I don't remember the name of it, but.
What were you saying?
Johnny Depp's in Platoon.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
How did we get from that to Johnny Depp and Platoon?
Because I said Johnny Depp was with Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
It's like we're doing like a 6 degrees or six whatever it is of Kevin Bacon type of thing right now.
And I never knew that. I had no idea. I was just watching it the other day and I was like,
there's a lot of
people in Platoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen was in it.
Oh, young. They're all young.
Yeah.
Super young.
Fucking Johnny Drama is in it.
Yeah, he looks like a jackass. He looks so different.
You know what's funny? The people in that movie at the time who were really big, like, you know, star-wise, they really fucking, like, just, their flame just completely went out.
Yeah, they're not.
Like Tom Berenger was one of the biggest stars.
Yeah. In, like, everything.
In, like, the late 70s to, like, the almost late 80s. Actually, yeah, if you count Major League, he was, like, a huge star, and he just went right to B-movies, man. Like, he couldn't find, you know.
He
it
hasn't
was nice
had a movie in theaters in 10 years.
Well, I mean, it's nice to see him in a movie like Training Day. You know, he was one of the council.
Yeah, he got that real small
whatever
part.
That, yeah.
Yeah. One of the three wise men.
The three wise
that's
men.
Crazy
that's
crazy how, yeah, he just disappeared.
He just fell the fuck off, you know. Elias. He had that fucking scar, that hair lip. Elias.
Don't you think that they get tired of acting and then, like, take breaks, though? And then, but when they
some
come back,
people do,
too old.
But I think most people just they take one wrong script and it ruins their career.
Yeah, I mean,
and I think it's happened more in the past than it would now,
like, which is crazy.
Now you could
Nicolas Cage
back.
Has taken 100 of them and he's still a fucking A-list.
But you know what though, Nicolas Cage is doing a lot of fucking straight to video movies.
That's where they should be.
Well, yeah, I know. But who's another one that fell the fuck off? Oh, damn it! Oh. Remember, John Travolta's career died.
Until Pulp Fiction.
Until Pulp Fiction. Yeah. I mean, he might as well have been dead because nobody was talking about him. Because he took one bad movie after the other. He did that stupid movie with Olivia Newton-John. Not Grease, the other one. Not Olivia Newton-John. Jamie Lee Curtis. Blowout. It was in Philly. It was filmed in Philly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it was with her. I want to say he did a movie with her, Curtis? But I don't know if that was the one.
I don't remember.
He did, like, four bad movies in a row.
Look
after
Who's Talking.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
That kind of shit.
Yeah, it just, you know, some people are bulletproof when it comes to scripts, and some people aren't, and he was one of them. And you're right, Nick Cage is one of them guys. But see, Nick Cage, he's part of the Hollywood Mafia, though.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Coppola.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of pull, man.
Yeah.
It's not... He could do whatever fuck he wants, you know.
Except act.
They give him an EP credit on almost every fucking movie. It's just stupid. It's crazy, you know, how he gets away with shit. I'm trying to think. There was somebody else that was major in Platoon, and I don't remember who the fuck it was. Oh, well, he's not major, but I like the guy. The funny black dude that was in Something About Mary. How'd you get the beats about the Frank? I think he was he was also in Men at Work with Charlie Sheen and Estevez.
See, the Keith David or David Keith?
There's actually an actor with the opposite name.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, and he was in one of the other major leagues. He was the guy from the Yankees at Parkman.
Oh, okay.
That's the other one, the other David, Keith David, whatever. Yeah, there was like quite a few fucking people in that movie, man. I just saw Remember the Titans a couple weeks ago. I hadn't seen it forever. And I remember that Opie was from that movie. But then I saw fucking Ryan Gosling's in it.
Yeah.
And he's such a shitty part. Like, I mean, he's a nobody in the movie.
It was before
the cheerleader from Heroes is the little girl.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, whoa, there's a lot of fucking up and comers. It is a great movie.
Great fucking movie.
But there was a lot of up and comers in that. You know, the funny black dude from Scrubs was in it. He's that other quarterback.
I don't remember who you're talking about.
The black guy from Scrubs. Yeah.
Black guy in Scrubs.
Yeah. I've never watched Scrubs.
You never did?
He was in Clueless.
He was in Clueless. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you see movies like that after a long period of time. You're like, holy shit, look at this motherfucker. Did you know that George Clooney was in Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
I heard it, but I've never seen it.
I saw like a screenshot of it, and I was like, whoa, he looks like a young Jay Leno in it.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. I don't know how to explain
that. He was in The Facts of Life.
That's right. He was in The Facts. Brad Pitt was in
Thelma Louise?
Before, when Brad Pitt was a teenager, when it was late teens, he was in the movie with Kirk Cameron, or the show with Kirk Cameron.
Growing Pains?
Growing Pains.
No, that was Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, then he was in another one. He was in another show. IMDb.
Oh, you know what he was in? He was in...
He had like a mullet.
No, with Michael J. Fox. And it was the...
Family Ties.
Family Ties he was in.
Was that what he was
in? I'm pretty sure it was Family Ties.
Yeah, he was in that. Yeah. It's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. You see all these... Motherfuckers.
It's good to see them like rise up and be famous, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Some of them more than others, but
yeah.
Poor Michael J. Fox, the fucking king of the 80s, and look at him now. He's like a vibrator with feet.
He still gets acting roles, though, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, but they unfortunately, they all have to be Parkinson's related.
Yeah.
The one to rescue
him. He was so funny in that episode of Curb.
He was great in that episode of Curb.
Yeah, he was funny in that and Rescue Me.
Rescue Me was good, too.
You have to be like that, though. I mean,
that episode of Curb, it's one of my favorite episodes ever. He had me fucking crying laughing.
I hate to say this, but how he really is now in real life, like his movements from his parking, reminds me of De Niro in Awakenings. When he was coming out of the, like... Once he got cured from the medicine, and then when they stopped giving the medicine, you know, he started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
I do. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, never mind. I remember.
Yeah. That was a comedy.
I just watched a really shitty movie the other day.
With De Niro? He's had a couple of them, too.
He has. Yeah. I watched, it had Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone in it.
Oh, prison. They break out of the prison. Escape. I think it.
That was a garbage movie.
Nah, I've seen worse. But
was that bad?
Terrible.
It was so bad.
I mean, it's watchable, but it's bad.
Yeah. It's like All right, listen, I know it's supposed to be entertainment, but it's like I didn't believe them.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah,
like, Schwarzenegger moves like Schwarzenegger. He moves like he's in his
60s. Slip.
You racist. In the movie, he moves like he's in his 60. Stallone's hanging from a fucking helicopter.
Yeah, Stallone like, still... He does all his stunts in all those Expendable movies.
I know, but like...
Whereas, you know, Schwarzenegger needs like a stunt double. I mean,
but that, Schwarzenegger is much older than Sylvester Stallone.
Not that much older.
That much?
No.
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 Shut up. I had no idea.
No, he just did way more drugs than Stallone. Stallone never competed like he did.
Yeah.
So he took a toll. I mean, in the last Terminator movie, the one that was a prequel with Christian Bale.
That was good.
That was great.
Yeah.
The end of it showed the T-800, which was him, but it was a CGI. It looked just like him from the first one, which was really cool. But if you watch the first one, and then you watch the second, and then the third one, not that you'd want to watch the third one. The second one was good, too.
Yeah.
But you see the progression of age from Schwarzenegger. Oh, yeah. Like, he looks like he needs a walker by the third one.
They just released a new trailer for the new one.
Yeah, and he's in it, right?
In it, yeah.
Oh, my. How is this possible? The Terminator's not supposed to age.
What's that?
He's in the new one?
Yeah.
Why are they building fucking 60-year-old Terminators?
How much of pussies did we turn out to be in the future that we can't beat up an old man robot? I mean, seriously, it's fucking terrible.
He doesn't look good.
He doesn't even need to be near an explosion to see his skin fall off him.
I'll be honest. I thought Stallone looked horrible in the last Rocky movie, the Rocky Balboa, like when he was fighting.
He looks like he's 60.
But, I mean, he actually looked better in that movie he did with De Niro, the boxing movie.
That was funny.
No, but I'm saying he was in better shape. Mm-hmm. The Rocky Balboa one, his fucking tit muscles look like they slid off the bone. Like, they look like cutlets down by his... It just didn't look right, you know? He looked really bad. And then he got all this fucking work done, and now he looks plastic.
Like, yeah, he looks weird.
You know?
He's doing Creed now.
I know. I can't wait for that shit. I love that they're just taking
Who's
this...
Who's playing Apollo's kid?
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, cool.
No relation to Michael Jordan.
Right. Obviously. I'm trying to think of who he is.
Old Michael Jordan plays.
Isn't he like on a kids show or something?
I don't know.
I think he's on like a Nickelodeon show or some shit.
Oh, great. And so winning is done. But I can't wait to see the third Expendables. I love the first two.
So do I.
As fucking such a novelty series of movies, so entertaining. The graphic violence is great.
Mm-hmm.
All the characters are awesome.
He wasn't happy with the third one.
Who is? Oh,
Stallone. He said he let it get too cheesy.
Did he really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if they do a fourth one, he wants to go back to how he did it the first two.
Because he said he didn't want to do any more after this one.
Yeah, I don't think he
could.
Yeah.
Never seen any of them.
They're great.
Oh, they're good movies.
I don't know
what
the fuck I'm doing.
There's one. I'm kind of shocked that Steven Seagal hasn't showed up in any of them.
He don't want to do it.
He doesn't want to do it.
He turned
it's not
down.
His script. Well, they don't need anyone running like a girl in the movie.
I think he wanted like a bigger part or something.
There's another action star.
Who the fuck does he think he is? He wants a bigger part.
He's out of his mind.
He is out of his mind.
There's another action star from that era that did not show up in any of these either. Jackie Chan. I didn't see Jackie Chan in there.
Nope.
They filled their quota with Asians.
Yeah, they already have an Asian.
Jet Li over Jackie. I mean, Jet Li is way more like Kung Fu cooler than Jackie Chan.
Kung Fu cooler.
But Jackie Chan is, you know, I guess maybe because he was more a comedy guy. He wasn't really an action star. But there was another dude, non-Asian, that I'm kind of shocked they never got into the movies, and I don't remember who it was. And there's certain people I was kind of shocked they got into the movies,
like
Mickey
Jean-Claude?
Rourke.
Is Jean-Claude Van Damme in them?
He was in the second one. Yeah, Chuck Norris showed up.
That's cool. What are the bases behind these movies, though? I don't get it.
Well, they're like a special, not special forces. They're kind of like the whole concept.
They're mercenaries.
Whole concept is like total bullshit. But that's what I mean. The concept, the actors, the script—it's all bullshit, but it's great. Like Terry Crews is awesome.
I love Terry Crews. Yeah, he's great.
Fucking great. I mean, he's great in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, too. He's so funny.
Him and, my favorite character on this show is the captain,
Andre Brower. He's awesome.
He's Giggle Pig. He's fucking. That's the funniest shit, man. He has like no expression at all. I don't know. I think they need to stop with the Expendables. I think they need to like cut it short, because if you're not going to get the other ones, the leftovers. I'm glad like they didn't get Hulk Hogan in it, because he's not
brother.
Well, I mean they got other wrestlers. Like Stone Cold was in the second or the first one, second one. I don't remember.
First one.
I'm mixing them all up now.
Yeah, he was in the first one.
I kind of like the whole nostalgic, you know, seeing Ivan Drago and Rocky and fucking Terminator all in the same movie. I'm like
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis didn't do shit in the second one.
No.
I don't know what he does in the third one, but I can't imagine it's a lot. He looks like he can't even fucking move anymore. And they got to stop with the diehards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Die Hard's done. How many do you need? Why do you?
Them to die.
I'd rather see them remake a Die Hard rather than do another one.
I'll tell you who's making a comeback in the action movie genre. Fucking Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Oh,
he did
that Ghost Protocol Mission Impossible was fucking awesome.
He's doing another one.
Jack Reacher was a great fucking. I recommend that.
Is Tom Cruise old?
Yeah, you could say that. His fucking face looks like a scrotum.
Oh my god!
I guess, what do you call it? What's that religion he's into?
Scientology.
So I guess it doesn't do well for the skin.
He's got to be mid-50s, right?
Yeah,
Tom Cruise?
Yeah,
shit, really?
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah. He's another one. I remember seeing him in movies where I was like, oh, that's Tom fucking Cruise. Remember that movie Taps?
Yep.
The fucking, what was it, like a boarding school?
The military boarding school.
Yeah. It was him, and he wasn't even the main guy.
No.
Main guy was Timothy Hutton.
Timothy Hutton.
And he ended up being a nobody after a while.
Yep.
Actually, Timothy Hutton is in, wrong guy. I'm thinking of the dude in Homeland. The guy that wanted Carrie's job and didn't get it.
Oh, okay.
He's in Caddyshack, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Cruise's movies lately. I saw Oblivion, and it wasn't – I don't want to say it was a bad movie. It's not that it's bad. It's just different. It's the best way I can explain it. It's very like – it's like a mind trick type of movie where it's got like an Inception type thing going on, but then it doesn't. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain it without ruining anything.
Yeah.
But it's different. It wasn't the best one, but the other movies he's done have been pretty fucking good. What is he coming out with?
The next Mission Impossible.
Yeah. I heard he was rumored for the next Top Gun.
That too. He's in it.
Yeah. He's an instructor now.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah. Although it kind of sucks, you know, no goose.
Maybe in a flashback, goose.
He's got a new psychic flamingo. What?
That chick that he was banging is disgusting.
Oh right my now. God! Well, she's no Kathleen Turner.
No,
Kathleen Turner is probably the biggest 180. In the history of fucking film. I mean, you know, Kathy Bates was always a porker, but she was never, like, you know, sex material.
I'm surprised they got her to trim down her beard for American Horror Story.
I love Kathy Bates.
She's so good. She's
a fucking great actress. But she, Kathleen Turner, was... Because I thought she was kind of hot in the Romancing the Stone.
Yep.
I was like, you know, she's not a bad-looking broad, you know? I mean, now you look back and you see how women are now and women are then. They're not as hot as they used to be because now you see what's out. But, God, she was fuckable in Romancing the Stone. And you look at her now and she's like, you know, Kevin James. You know? Like,
yeah, she's nasty.
I mean, Kevin James is actually a prettier girl than she is, you know? That was the sound of my boner. Imagine Kathleen Turner naked in
it
my bed.
It went in.
Hi, Runkle.
Her voice, which, you know, which
Missy,
used to be sexy.
Missy, that's what you're going to sound like when you get older.
She had
you won't look like her, though. I already told you, you're probably going to look like Gemma when you
get
older.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure.
Except your tattoos
myself.
Are worse.
Her tattoos are bad.
I'd rather see that horrible scar on your chest than this tattoos.
I'll probably have one of them one day.
Nah, you won't have open heart surgery. Your heart's in your ass. No, I'm just kidding. No, you'll be. I don't think you're ever going to have that done.
I hope not.
Nah. No, but you'll definitely sound like Kathleen Turner.
I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, you already sounded like you sound like her now.
Struggling over that, yeah.
Kathleen Turner. Can't believe she was Jessica Rabbit.
It's
what
crazy.
The fuck happened? Now I think Jessica Rabbit's a fucking tranny. So sexy.
Ruined it for me.
I know. Yeah, I'm actually really excited for next year's movies releases. They got a lot of good ones coming out.
Yep.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Fucking, I heard something. Is it true they're doing a movie that used to be a TV show or something? I forget. What the fuck? It was a TV show. They were going to do a movie for it now. I don't remember what it was. It was like a big show. Man, it's been so long since I fucking read about it. Maybe it's not. They're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm like drawing a blank.
Like thinking.
I'm still in TV world right now because I'm.
Did they do the Entourage movie yet? Did they film it?
It's done.
It is done.
Oh, so it is. It's still going through.
Yeah, it's done filming. They're just not going to be out for a while.
They really waited too long because I'm kind of like
I don't care anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to rush out to see it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll see it, but I'm not going to like.
How long has it been since Entourage ended?
What was it, like 09, 10, something like that.
I don't know.
It's been like 4 years, 3 years. Kind of a fucking. I don't know.
It's like, I think it'll be good.
I'm sure it'll be good.
It's everybody's back. The writers, the same director, the creator.
Marky Mark.
Yeah.
He's got a new movie coming out that looks good.
The Gambler?
Yeah.
That
I saw like a quick. I didn't get to see the whole commercial, but I couldn't really tell what was going on.
He lost all that weight.
He's super skinny.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He looks weird. No, he looks weird.
No, I mean,
was that Chalky White I saw in the commercial?
Yeah. That's the only person I recognize, and I thought I saw Wahlberg, but he kind of looked like a 70s-ish or 80s-ish movie. I don't know, the way he was dressed. I see he was wearing like fucking.
It was wearing some sort of like weird suit.
Yeah.
I really didn't pay
his haircut
attention.
Seemed from the past as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do your mother for me?
Hey, Doc.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, he's another one. He's did some shitty movies.
Really?
Wahlberg? I mean, he's done
he's
way
done a
more
lot of good movies.
Yeah,
way
I feel
more.
Like he's done a lot of good
but
movies.
He's done some shitty ones, too.
What?
Well, from what I heard, the last Transformers was terrible.
Oh,
it sucked.
My God. Yeah,
it
I was
sucked.
The one that told you that.
It was so bad. I just finally watched it.
Why?
It was so bad.
Why? It was fucking. It made the one before it look like The Godfather.
Yeah.
Was that bad?
It was so fucking bad, and it's so long. Like, I'm watching it, and then I'm like, I like brought the thing up, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm only halfway done this fucking
movie. You know what's crazy? That movie was so bad, I hate Transformers. I burned all my old Transformer toys after watching that movie. I fucking hate.
It makes the other ones look great, though.
The first one I thought was great. Actually, I think I liked the second one, too.
I thought the second one was good.
You know, I did like the second one, but the third one, I was like, Wahlberg's
one and done. I think he's one and done because it was so bad.
I don't think he has a choice, dude.
I heard The Rock is next in line for it.
I don't think it can get good again. I think it's done.
The only way this movie would be good is if The Rock actually turned into a Transformer.
Yeah, like somehow humans become Transformers or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's that. It was the third one was that bad. It was so bad.
I haven't seen
Contraband was a shitty movie.
Yes, it was.
That was a fucking terrible movie.
And the previews made it look so good.
Yeah, and you know what was a disappointing movie?
Two Guns.
Yeah. I thought that was really good. I like that.
I was disappointed with it. I thought he was kind of like a fucking douchebag in the movie, sort of.
Well, I mean, he could be a douchebag.
No, but I mean, like, they made him very, like, I don't know.
Like, pussy?
Not no. pussy, like, kind of.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, yeah, like, he was like a dickbag, kind of. I don't know.
Like in The Departed?
Oh, no. Like that was probably one of his best roles.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
He was great in that. That was that. I liked him in that, and I liked him in Shooter. I thought Shooter was
a great movie.
That's for me. That's an underrated movie. Like that.
You know what? You'd be surprised because a lot of people, when you say Shooter, they're like, "I fucking love that movie."
Well, yeah, the people there's it's almost like an underground following because
it's like it became a cult.
When people say, if someone says to you name, you know, Wahlberg movies, no one says The Shooter.
Yeah.
You know, just like no one will say Invincible.
One of my favorite Wahlberg movies was Four Brothers.
That's a great movie.
I love that movie.
I like that movie.
Not a big fan of that either.
No, I like that movie.
Mm-mm. The other one that I thought was decent, but it was kind of slow. Wahlberg wasn't the main character. It was Joaquin Phoenix. He was the one that went undercover.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
We Own the Night.
We Own the Night.
Oh,
yeah.
That was good.
It was a good movie, but it was very slow. Like, it dragged a little bit. I think it was a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one. He was in something about the Yards or something. Is it a little bit older? It's around the time of Four Brothers, I think. Yeah, it wasn't that good.
What he did with Russell Crowe was pretty good.
That I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I liked.
I can't remember what it was called.
Something City?
Broken City.
Broken City. Yeah, I think Wahlberg is like, he needs to calm down with the action movies. Stay with the dramas. I think he's better in the dramas. The action movies is kind of like, you know, like she said and I said, him in Transformers.
Lone Survivor was hard.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. Don't talk about it because I want to see. I need to be. I got to be like mentally prepared for it. I know the outcome in real life, but I don't know who the characters are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who Mark Wahlberg is. You know what I mean? I don't want to know if he's the guy that survived or not. I don't know. Because to me, they're all good actors that are on there. I like the one dude that's on there. What the fuck's his name? I don't know. Good movie.
You'll like it.
Yeah, my brother said it was really – it's like there was parts where it was kind of hard to watch in a sense. Like not because it was hard to watch because it was gory or anything.
Oh, no, he's right. I know he's talking
It was disturbing because then you start thinking, wow, this shit really fucking happened.
It's really happened, and it's coming from right out from the horse's mouth.
Right.
He was there
right.
for it.
Yeah, so I have to be, like, prepared to watch this.
He's also doing a fighter, too. Like, Mickey Ward, the second half of his career.
Ugh, stop it.
Like, the first one was good. The first one was good.
And Christian Bale was the reason why. He was awesome in it.
But making a second one about the second half of his life. Up to the Gotti fights.
What?
Yeah. It's like, there's nothing really you could...
Come on, man. That's not a fucking sequel movie to make.
It's not.
Neither is Paul Blart, too.
Hey, Joe Dirt, too.
Yeah, but this is based off real life. Who the fuck is Mickey Ward? Yeah. Come on. Making a movie about this guy stunk.
Yeah, I know.
He's a horrible
fighter.
I'd rather see an Ali too. He was a horrible fighter.
No, I'm serious. I'd rather see an Ali too than a fucking fighter too. Wouldn't you rather see another movie about Muhammad Ali? Even as Will Smith playing him too, a little older. I'd still rather see that.
That's just Wahlberg throwing his money in his because it's a Irish guy from Boston. It's all Mark Wahlberg. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
That's why he's doing it.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't. I saw that the other day. I was like, really? Why are you doing a second one? It was interesting to see how the guy came up, and that's fine. We all know everything that happened from here on in.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
There's other fucking fighters that are worth making movies of more than him.
What kind of fighters?
Other boxers, I'm saying. Mickey Ward's a boxer. I'm saying there's other boxers in history that are worth making movies about. You know, I'd rather see a movie about Sugar Ray Leonard. You know, the fucking Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler,
series.
Yeah. That was, to me, in my lifetime, probably the most exciting fights I've ever seen. Because they were just like the storybooks, like back and forth. One wins one wins the other, then they have to have the third match, the grudge match. It's crazy. I mean, they don't make a movie about that, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. Love the Jake LaMotta, you know?
Yeah.
That's great. But, and they did a movie about Rocky Marciano. Actually, what's his name played him? John Favreau played him. You know, I think they could do another one, maybe a little bit more production value, but, you know, nothing beats fucking Raging Bull, though. Hada. Fucking.
Your mother sucks.
It's another one. That chick that plays Jake LaMotta's wife, the one that was in the sequel to Analyze S.
Right.
She was decent-looking broad back then, and then she fucking hit the bed, and she sounds like a dude, too. Want to lick my beaters? You out of your fucking mind with the New York accent.
Yep.
Kathy Moriarty.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't understand making a movie about fucking Mickey Ward. Another one.
I'd rather see a movie about Mickey Rourke.
That's what I thought you said earlier.
He just had a boxing match. You see that in Russia?
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
For real?
He was actually a pro boxer, but this one was. They found out it was staged.
Yeah.
Apparently, are you serious?
Yeah. I read an article. I don't know how true it is, but it said it was a homeless guy.
What?
It was some guy that I think he was a Golden Gloves winner or something. I think it was in the Olympics too.
And he's homeless now.
That's what I mean, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. But that's what the article said. The guy was homeless.
He's homeless now. He beat him into homelessness.
I mean, he body shot him. He went down. Like it was kind of. It just didn't look right.
How old's Mickey Rourke?
62.
Holy shit! He's that old.
He should fight George Foreman.
I think Foreman would whoop
his ass.
Yeah,
they used to. He used to box like for real. About
I remember years that. Ago, he was late. I remember that. Yeah, he was serious about it. Yeah,
he didn't look like he was.
I don't think he was any good. That's the problem. I don't think he was any good because he stuck to acting, and then he sucked at that, and he disappeared for 20 years and came back. I don't even remember the first movie he came back where it was like, oh shit, that's Mickey Rourke.
The Wrestler, wasn't it?
No, he was Sin City was before The Wrestler.
Yep, you're right.
But he was in something else like right before that too. Oh, he was in Once Upon a Time in Mexico, the sequel to whatever the fuck.
The Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, in Selma Hayek, the whatever that is.
Dusk Till Dawn?
No.
That's wrong.
He's the mariachi player. He's got guns in his guitar case. That fucking movie. He was in the sequel to that. He was the fucking... Johnny Depp was in the sequel. That movie sucked, and they had all the big stars in it.
Yeah. Horrible. It
fucking terrible. Fuck Johnny Depp. To me, he's just a... He's a glitzier Keanu Reeves to me.
They're both good.
What?
I like them both. I like Keanu Reeves.
In what?
The Matrix.
Okay.
Whoa.
I love the Matrix movies, especially the first one and even the second one, but...
He's terrible in them.
The movies are
great. Yeah. He's terrible.
Yeah.
I like it.
He's very, you know, like he doesn't play serious well. It's kind of like you when you're trying to be smart and you fail miserably. Like, imagine you didn't giggle when you tried to say smart stuff and you were being serious. You were trying to be serious and you pulled it off. That's like kind of how he is. He tries to sound like educated and kind of like sophisticated, but he can't because he's got that surfer.
I think he's good. I like.
He just like the way he looks.
One of my favorite scenes in movies is the very end of The Devil's Advocate.
Yeah,
but it has nothing to do with him. So bad in it, like he almost ruins the scene.
It's Pacino.
It's all Pacino, but like he's so bad in it, he almost ruins it.
Right.
He's horrible.
Yeah, he's really his southern accent is
horrible.
God awful.
Yeah. I like it. I think he's good.
Bad as Costner's English accent.
Oh, oh man. Boy, did you hit fucking, you hit the fucking tilt on that one. Good God. There was no English accent.
He just gave up.
If you watch the Robin Hood movie, he literally, he started off speaking some sort of British.
Yeah. And then he moved to America for 20 years, lost his accent, and came back.
No, no. Like, literally, the movie just took a turn for the worse, and he just sounded like, you know, like a Midwest guy. You know what I mean? Just didn't pull it off anymore. And I'm like, dude, why? You sound like you're from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Like, you don't sound British.
Not good. Not good. I like the movie, but for what it is.
And then what's his name? Reeves in Devil's Advocate. You know, better to reign in hell than serve in heaven, right? Or whatever. When he was, you know, debating, it didn't even sound Southern. It sounded like he had a
in the Bible. We lose.
Yeah.
It's just like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Just let Pacino talk.
What do you have? Like, someone's finger up your ass? Like, how are you doing this right
He's
now?
He's so bad. It's so bad in that scene.
Ridiculous.
And the scene's so great.
Yeah. Here's another horrible Southern accent. Nick Cage, Con Air.
Oh, yeah. God.
Put the bun down.
What?
Yeah. What?
Terrible.
What?
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 Where's my hummingbird? Wow. Fucking terrible. It's amazing how some people can pull off great accents in movies. Horrible. Fucking terrible. There's certain guys that shouldn't do accents. Pacino's one of them.
Yeah.
He can't do accents. I don't want to hear him. What?
Scarface.
That was not a good accent.
It wasn't terrible.
Make it up accent.
That was actually a terrible performance. It's just a great movie. But that
take
nobody
it to the limit.
Nobody.
Faggot.
No.
Hey, how great is that song? Take it to the limit.
Seriously, like, now I'm picturing all the money counting in the fucking room.
Like the montage.
But yeah, that no fucking no Cuban sounds like that. Nobody.
No, do you know who sounds like that? Scarface, because Al Pacino made it up, and no one else sounds like that.
So now all Cubans are supposed to sound like that.
None of them sound like that.
None of them.
Made believe Al Pacino as Scarface.
Just like
his accent.
Just like Sosa doesn't sound Colombian in the movie.
I hate fucking Colombians.
He doesn't sound. He sounds almost like a British turned Colombian type thing.
He
it's
does.
Weird.
Yeah, you're right.
You know. Don't fuck me, Tony. He said, it's weird. It's like, what the fuck? That doesn't sound Colombian, you know?
Don't talk shit on Sosa. He donated.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, not that Sosa.
Not
that
Christian.
Sosa's cool.
Sosa.
Yeah. No, and even Frank.
Frank just
shitty.
Sounded American.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he sounded like...
I mean,
he
every
sounded
now
like a,
and then he sounded Spanish.
It sounds like what I try to do when I try to do an impression, like... It's just really bad. Like, it's almost like he's doing it as a gag. Ah, come on, Tony. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't. What is he in the movie? Frank, what? What is it? Well, I forgot his name.
That's a good question.
Was he Spanish in the movie?
I think so.
I think
he
was supposed to be.
Really?
Yeah.
They get an Italian guy to play a Spanish guy. That
well,
did not
Al
work.
Al Pacino Italian?
Right, but that's my point. Like, you know, Al Pacino, at least he's younger. You know, he could play the part. Manny was the only. Legit
like
fucking
Cuban.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what Latin descent he
Cantonese.
Is, but
Cubanese.
No, but he was perfect for that movie. He fit in fine. Everybody else was wrong. Michelle Pfeiffer had to play the stoned out white girl. She was perfect
that,
for it.
The Tony's sister seemed Spanish.
She was in Robin Hood too.
Yeah, she was.
She was, she seemed I believed her as a Spanish chick.
She was very... You know what? She played a good Americanized Cuban girl.
Right.
Yeah. You know? But fucking Tony Montana was horrible.
Fuck yeah.
He's terrible. Nobody fucking talks like that.
I hope not.
Well, no, I mean...
It sounds like a cartoon.
But it's fun.
It sounds great. I love it.
Yeah, because it's like... It's pop culture now. That's why.
Fuck yeah.
See, I don't care what anybody says. I love Bane's voice. From the moment I heard it, I was like, this is awesome. You know?
Right.
I didn't think it was anything really funny about it. I thought it was great because I never saw this coming.
Yeah.
You know, they made him sound like a paraplegic Darth Vader.
Me and your brother laughed hysterically
exactly.
in the movie theater.
But you know what, though? You like it now because it's funny.
It's still funny to me, yeah.
Right. Right, but I mean, it grew on you, though, from the first time you saw it. The first time you saw it, you were like, fuck is this? But now it's like part of your, you know.
Yeah, part of like.
But that's the same thing that with the whole Tony Montana thing. Like,
oh,
nobody
yeah.
fucking talks like that.
I agree. I think it's awesome that he did that.
Yeah.
That put him on the map, right? Like, didn't he become, like, super famous after that?
No.
Or was
Godfather.
He already before that?
Yeah.
Godfather's
before
yeah.
that?
Yeah, 1972.
I mean, oh, shit. All right. Yeah.
Plus, he did movies before that, too. I mean.
How fucking old is he?
Pacino's. He's 72?
Holy shit.
72, I think. Yeah. Him and De Niro are, like, close in age. They're both in their 70s for sure.
That one movie they were in was fucking horrible.
Not Heat.
No, obviously.
Like
the other
Kill.
One. Yeah, that was terrible.
I hate the fact that they weren't actually on the screen, you know, reading that shit. They had that one shot.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That whole watching his face and then the other guys... They were like nobody was across from them. Like yeah. that pisses me off, man. Because you know you wanted to see that your whole life. You had these two great, you know, actors. I mean, Pacino with The Godfather. You know, De Niro. I mean, God, if you could pick anything. He was awesome in Taxi Driver, Raging Bull. You know, fucking Goodfellas. You know, but. Then to see them together, and then they just blew total nuts in Righteous Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Poorly casted, poorly acted.
It's just the whole movie was just terrible.
Was it necessary that Pacino chewed gum through the whole fucking movie? Now listen. Yeah, I mean, he just, the whole fucking time he was chewing gum. During the shitty parts, the gory parts.
I wouldn't be able to watch
I was
that.
Like... It was so annoying. It was so annoying. I don't know. I don't think they were on the same page, those two.
They should have picked a better script.
It was a shitty movie.
They must have got paid, though, mm-hmm. for that. They had to.
Oh, 50 Cent was in that one, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, he didn't turn out too well in that movie.
50 Cent was in that Escape Plan movie.
He was? I don't remember
yeah.
him in that.
He was Stallone's...
like, computer dude.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Him cool. and that bitch. And then...
that bitch.
You know, that bitch.
Ew.
Him and the girl and then the other guy.
Him and the girl and the other guy.
The other guy's been in a shitload
was
of
this
movies.
In prison? Was this while he was in prison?
No,
he worked
people
at
that he
Stallone's
worked with.
Company, I guess.
Like, oh,
you know
New
what?
Orleans
I don't think I watched it from the beginning, and I don't remember that. Was he in the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And he's sprinkled throughout the movie.
I really was not paying full attention.
No, that
to
movie,
the movie
fucking sucked. I hate that I watched it.
Yeah, I hate that we're talking about it again. Okay, Missy, you're obviously dying. Let's get out of here. Do your shit.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back next week. Don't forget to go on riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money. Don't forget to download the Riotcast app. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, nigga. This concludes our broadcast day. Click.